following is a presentation of the Horizon Sports Network, a live stream internet broadcasting affiliate of the Delhalla Horizon newspaper based in Salina, Tennessee.
This is Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, Delhalla's one-stop shop for all things boating, fishing, mowing, utility vehicles, and more.
Tonight's broadcast is powered by Twin Lakes, keeping you connected with broadband, TV, security, and phone services.
And sponsored by Upton Hay Funeral Home, serving Clay County when they need it most since 1949.
By Clay County Farm Supply, your one-stop shop for all things farm-related.
By Salina Lumber, the getting place. If you need it, we got it.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
By Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers, one at a time.
By Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, serving you and your loved ones from our hearts.
By Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
By Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
By Delhalla One-Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around, right here in the heart of barbecue country.
By the Clay County Chamber of Commerce, dedicated to improving the quality of life here in Clay County.
And by Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Last week, the Clay County Bulldogs poured out their hearts in Gordonsville on Turney Ford Field in a double overtime classic that saw the black and gold fall 1 point short of the Tigers in the Region 4A title game and wrap up their regular season with a 6-4 record. Now 1 week later, head coach Bruce Lamb and his Dogs find themselves along with 31 other teams on the brink of the postseason. As the number 2 seed out of Region 4A, the K-9 crew have earned the right to host their fourth ever first round game on their home turf of John Teeples Field in front of their rowdy fans. Making the 2-hour, 119-mile trip northward from Hamilton County across the Sequatchie Valley and over the Cumberland Plateau into the heart of Bulldog Country, as they have for all three of the prior first-round hostings, are the Sail Creek Panthers. As the Travelers seek their first-ever win over the Dogs, they come into town with a newfound vigor, thanks to first-year head coach Jason Fitzgerald, who has established a ground-and-pound identity that has led to a strong 7-3 record. Buckle up for a wild ride as the winners go on and the losers go home in the sixth meeting of the Panthers and the Bulldogs.
Welcome to the CarQuest Free Game Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local, independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is the pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks you can trust, protect your home from the elements, windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainsborough, the next time you bend it, call Little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and local agent Andrew Locke, Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Have you gone country lately? Coming up during the CarQuest pregame show, we will recap last week's game, find out how the Dogs' opponents fared, delve into a bite of Bulldog history, hear from Clay County Coach Bruce Lamb, and much more as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football, streaming live on the Horizon Sports Network. Welcome in, folks, to the CarQuest pregame show in 2023's 11th overall and first postseason broadcast of Bulldog football. For the first time since September the 29th, we're here at home in the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, high atop Joni Lee Stadium, looking down at beautiful John Teeples Field. I'm Daniel Strong, and I'm excited to be calling the Dogs' fourth ever first-round game here on the CCHS campus. Joining me this evening are going to be a pair of gentlemen who both suited up in playoff action for the black and gold in each of their four seasons, and both were part of a win in this first round of action. One of them is going to be our producer, John Weaver, who took the field in the first round from 1994 through 1997. Joining me right now is a man who participated in postseason action from 1991 through 94. He's the network's analyst, statistician, and founder, Thomas Weaver.
Thanks for bringing back those old memories, Daniel. You played in a few of those yourself.
I did. I actually broke the, you know, 15-year streak. My senior year, we didn't make the playoffs.
Oh,
so I'm guilty of the breaking that streak.
Oh, well. It happens. It's November, and we're still calling football.
We are.
So, you know, which means we're here for the first round of the playoffs. And as always, there's no place I'd rather be than here with you guys on another Football Friday night. Especially since we're in the friendly confines of the Twin Lakes broadcast booth, Daniel, because it doesn't get any better than playoff football right here in the heart of Bulldog country, especially looking out at this beautiful John Teeples Field tonight.
It looks good, Tom. A whole crew of us rolled in last night, me and you included, and painted it up for these boys, and looking forward to watching them perform on it.
You know, and this Bulldog team knows it's a new season that starts tonight, too. Standing in the way of them surviving and advancing is a solid Sail Creek team that's made the trip north tonight, Daniel. But this is not the Panther team of old. Clay County better be ready to play tonight, hadn't they?
Yeah, they're a 7-3 team, and they're used to making the playoffs. Here's the biggest kicker. First-year head coach Jason Fitzgerald leading the program. He's a former head coach at Meigs County. They've got a strong tradition. He's brought a new attitude to this Sail Creek Panther team.
Yeah, no doubt. It's going to be a good one tonight. And there's one team that's always ready to play, Daniel, and that's our long list of loyal sponsors. We can't thank them enough for helping us get this thing off the ground about 7 years ago. And for sticking with us throughout it to make it all possible.
Yeah, it's all because of their generosity and their involvement. We've been able to expand and have video now and just look to grow in the future, all behind their support.
And we've got a special sponsor to recognize tonight. Curtis Collins of Macon Bank and Trust is here with us in the booth because thanks to Macon Bank, we'll have live video of the first round tonight for Bulldog Nation and beyond to watch if they can't make it to the game. So stay with us for more of the CarQuest pregame show being presented with live video provided by Macon Bank and Trust here on the Horizon Sports Network.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes. Your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue.
Welcome back to the CarQuest pregame show with live video of tonight's first-round playoff game between Clay County and Self Creek being provided by Macon Bank and Trust. And, Daniel, you know, the TSSAA charges a significant fee to live stream video of playoff football, and we wouldn't be able to do it tonight without Macon Bank and Trust stepping up to provide this coverage.
Absolutely. It is a hefty fee, and they don't mind during the regular season, but once you get into postseason, they want their cut of things, and they start charging.
They do. And we're fortunate to have Curtis Collins of Macon Bank and Trust Salina office here with us tonight. Curtis, we can't thank you and the entire Macon Bank and Trust family enough for making this video broadcast possible tonight.
We just appreciate that opportunity and that handout, and we're glad to give back to our school. It's our local school here in Salina, and, you know, I attended here and graduated here in 09, so glad to be able to give back.
And Macon Bank and Trust has been a long-time sponsor of the Horizon Sports Network, and your institution has been around for a long time, over 100 years, I think.
That's correct. Yes, we had our 100-year anniversary a few years ago, and Macon Bank bought the branch here in Salina back in 2001, and I've been a part of that branch since 2012, and it's just been a great opportunity. Macon Bank has been, they're like a family. They really are.
But just because the date, the bank dates back that far doesn't mean it hadn't changed with the times. I know you guys pride yourselves in using current technology with mobile banking. Tell us a little bit about the other things you offer as far as that goes.
Oh, yes. In today's ever-changing world, you know, we've implemented several things over the past few years, mobile banking. You know, you can come in our branch and get a debit card. We can print those with our Card at Once printers. You know, mobile deposit, several things changing, and, you know, getting some new stuff coming up. Won't elaborate too much on that yet, but after the first of the year, we're going to make some other changes, you know, further in our technology. So we got some great things coming.
Just because it's a small town and maybe a small branch doesn't mean don't have cutting-edge technology
that's just correct.
Like the big cities,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
And, you know, paying this TSSAA fee tonight is just the latest step Macon Bank has taken in supporting the community and specifically the schools, isn't it, Curtis?
Yes. You know, I mean, we pride ourselves on being a community bank, community being the main part of that. You know, we try to be integrated within our community. You know, that's what we're here for is to, you know, we ask our community to bank with us. We're going to support our community right back.
Well, there's always, you know, always the call has been answered by you guys. I know from Clay County High School for different things. One of the more visible things, the flag in the gym, a big, beautiful centerpiece of Joe Sims Gym that drops down, of course. And you guys help get that in there. And
yes.
Just such a great focal point to get things started. And just involved at every turn is making trust with supporting these kids.
They are. And another prime example of that's coming tomorrow morning. I think you got an event here in Salina.
Yes, we do. We have our veterans breakfast in the morning. It's from 9 to 11. Swing by any time. We're going to have some breakfast available to you, some giveaways. So, yeah, please come by. Veterans, any kin to veterans, family members, swing by. We'd love to meet you. And we're doing it at our branch at Salina. This year was a little different than what we normally do, just trying to kind of maybe bring everybody a little closer this year maybe. Get it in our branch, get people in, meet them more person to person, kind of get that stronger relationship.
That's
an and respect.
That has went on for years, hasn't it?
Yes, many years, yes.
One thing I know about most businesses around here, man, you guys take pride in hiring local folks, too. You've got people, familiar faces in that bank.
That's right. Oh, yeah, that's what keeps us going is our familiar faces. Our, you know, those folks are integrated. All of our employees, we've got a – I can't say enough about our ladies there that work at our branch. They keep me in line, and they keep they keep me straight, and they really are the face, and they keep things rolling. Can't say enough about them.
So, folks, next time you need a loan, savings account, checking account, or anything else banking, stop by and see Curtis and those lovely ladies he was talking about and the rest of the friendly staff at Macon Bank and Trust on the Square in Salina. Curtis, it was a pleasure having you here with us tonight, and thank you and Macon Bank and Trust for making this live video happen.
Yeah, we appreciate the opportunity and was able to get that took care of, and I hope all the viewers get to see it and watch it. It's going to be a good game. Sounds like it's a... It's a very nice night for Friday night football.
It is.
Very nice night for Friday football. Go Bulldogs.
Thanks again. Folks, we're going to take a break and be right back with much more of the CarQuest pregame show as we get ready for playoff football between Clay County and Selk Creek here on the Horizon Sports Network.
Around. Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference. With up to 1,000 megabits per second, everything's different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly. Gaming gets real and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net to get your gig today. Some restrictions apply. Speeds not available in all areas.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Tri-County Electric will be utilizing text messaging as part of our outage management system. We now have the ability to text to share known outages with members. We automatically include all members we have a cell phone number for, so please make sure your phone number is updated. Members can opt out at any time. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve. Go Bulldogs!
Welcome back here to the CarQuest pregame show. It's time for About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques and owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren. First, we'll look at the TWSWA history of tonight's opponents in the playoffs. The Clay County Bulldogs have now made the postseason for 7 consecutive years and have 26 appearances overall now, dating back to their first in 1983. Clay County's playoff record is 15-25, with their furthest advancement being the state title game 1 year ago, where they finished as the runner-up. The Selk Creek Panthers have made trips to the postseason in 6 seasons, including tonight, with each of those coming consecutively in the past 6 years. The Panthers have yet to achieve a playoff victory, giving them an 0-6 record. The Bulldogs and the Panthers are meeting for the 6th time this season, with the previous 5 games all going in favor of the Dogs. A pair of regular season games in 2017 and 18 resulted in 42-12 and 39-0 wins. Then 3 first-round meetings occurred in 2019, 2021, and 22, with the Dogs' wins of 28-2, 55-16, and 49-0 last year, giving the Black and Gold a 5-0 series record and a 5-game series win streak. We do have some stat leaders in our statistical categories from this series over those last 5 games, starting on the ground with rushing 160 yards, the single game mark set by the great Jared Markham back in 2017. He also, well, it's not him, but it's his little brother, Joseph Markham. He's actually bigger than Jared, but he is younger, so we'll call him little brother. In 2021, Joseph's junior year, he had 3 rushing touchdowns on the ground against the Panthers. And going back to big brother Jared, 2018 down at UTC Stadium in Chattanooga. We were on the call, Thomas, an electric 90-yard touchdown run by Jared Markham makes the longest rushing touchdown in history against the Panthers.
Never forget that one. Passing yardage leader against the Panthers, 2017, Jake Ashlock threw for 163 yards. In that same game, he tied his own record for three passing touchdowns against Sale Creek in 2017. He also did it in 2018.
Not the longest receiving touchdown, but the receiving yardage leader, Jimmy Burch, at his junior season in 2021, 112 yards receiving against the Panthers. That same game, he had two receiving touchdowns, which leads the way in that category against Sale Creek.
Your tackle leader, 2017, Dylan Maxfield had 19 stops. That's a big number right there defensively, Daniel. And your interception leader, no surprise here, 2021, so he got started early, two picks against Sale Creek, and that's Nate Adams.
Only a freshman at the
freshman
time.
Year.
Folks, that does conclude our opponent portion of About a Bulldog History. After a word from our sponsors, we will return, not with lustral and decadal history this week, but with some playoff history.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution to tackle projects of any size.
Back here on the CarQuest pregame show. Well, let me get my mic in position. Back here on the CarQuest pregame show and About a Bulldog History. All year long, we've enjoyed celebrating the Bulldogs of the past who've been celebrating themselves either a lustral or decadal anniversary. Tonight, we're going to discuss the Dogs' first-round playoff history. This got started back in 1983 when the Dogs first advanced. It was a different game back then, only a 16-team field in the playoffs with three classes. This first-ever playoff game was held in Salina at the old field. And met with annual foe Gordonsville, Salina 8-2, Gordonsville 8-2. Hard-fought game. Thomas, 2 weeks prior to this, Salina had actually beaten Gordonsville in overtime. This time around, Tigers best the Dogs 21-7. And then Gordonsville goes on to lose in the title game that year, actually. They were pretty strong. They finished the state runner-up. So it was the first one, but one of the great playoff games in our history, really.
Yeah, I'd say it definitely was, and we see that a lot probably as we go through here, Daniel. Pretty good team might have took us out early.
Yeah, you're going to see a lot of that. Going to run into the private schools. We'll hit on them in a minute. 1984, the next year, game this time in Gordonsville, same foe. Now, Gordonsville ends up being state champs this year, Thomas. This game not hardly as close.
No, it wasn't. It was a 49-0 shutout in favor of the Tigers that year.
Of course, Salina 4-6 going into that game. Gordonsville a perfect 10-0. 1985, the Dogs get their first playoff win. It was against Friendship Christian. The field expanded to 32 teams in 1985, so the playoff count doubled. It was still a three-class system, though. This game was held in Salina. It was all black and gold. The 8-2 Dogs beat the 9-1 Commanders 26-7. Of course, we know the rest of the story in 85, marched all the way to the semifinals. We won't talk about second-round games to next week, potentially, when we're broadcasting again.
1986, we see Salina at 8-2 coming into the playoffs to face Westmoreland at 7-3. Unfortunately, another loss here, Daniel, as the Dogs fell 14-6 to the Eagles. And then Westmoreland goes on, a pretty good football team, made it to the semifinals that year.
They did. And that's, you know, you see that 14-6 one possession loss. It just tells you in 86, the Dogs, a semifinal caliber team themselves, just couldn't get past that first round. 1987, a 6-3 Salina team faces a 7-3 Watertown team. This was the second time that season these teams matched up, and for the second time that year, Coach Russell Richardson and his Dogs come away with a win. This game was held in Salina in front of that hometown crowd, 27-6, the final score in that one. So a big win in 1987, and we keep marching through the late 80s run. 1988, 6-3 record again. Had a couple of 9-game regular seasons there. End up facing a tough Trousdale County team. The Clint Satterfield-led Yellow Jackets were just starting to really strengthen up back in 1988. Trousdale won this one in Salina, Thomas, 14-8. Then Trousdale goes on to lose in the next round to an even stouter DCA team, DCA the state champs in 88. But guess what? In 1989, a little revenge on those Yellow Jackets.
Yeah, they got it there with a 27-20 win. Another home game for Salina. They were 9-1 coming into that in 1989, and another classic battle. But I think that was the last time we ever beat the Yellow Jackets.
It was. No more after that. Jason Norhead Hamilton with the last-minute plunge to put the Dogs over the top in that one. Then you move on into 1990. We had that perfect 10-0 regular season. Folks were really feeling good about a state title back in the fall of 1990. Met Friendship Christian. They were 9-1. Traveled to Salina. The Commanders probably thinking, hey, we can beat these Dogs. It didn't happen. Black and gold 35. The big green of Friendship Christian, 0 in that one.
Yeah.
Dogs go on to the second round. For, I guess, the third time in their history at that point. You were in eighth grade at that time. Probably watched that beatdown from the stands.
I did, Daniel, and it was a beatdown for sure. 1991, Salina also wins a playoff game against Friendship Christian. This one coming when Salina was 6-4 heading into the playoffs and Friendship Christian was 5-5. So different records for the two teams, but still a battle. Salina has to come from behind late to win 27-21.
Of course, senior quarterback Michael Adams engineering that about an 80-yard drive with little time left. And you were a part of that team, Thomas, one of the most memorable wins in Bulldog history there. 1992, this game was in Hartsville in Trousdale County. Trousdale, a stout team. They were 9-1 on the year. Salina 4-6, led by a lot of young underclassmen at the skill positions, 37-7 on the Creek Bank. And Trousdale pretty stout. They did get put out in the third round, though, by Oneida in 92. And then moving on forward to 93, Thomas, this year, junior year, I'll let you talk about it. You were leading the team in a tough road game.
Yeah, this was one we went down to private school in DCA. They came in at 82. We were 7-3 at the time and, battled with them. Ended up losing by 10, 36-26. I think we talked about this game a few weeks back. Just one of them, we gave it our all, just didn't have enough in the tank.
Yeah, that happens sometimes now. The look changed in 93. It was a 24-team playoff field because TWSAA expanded to five classes that year from three. Moving on to 94, we're going to see
That's when the region started, too.
Yes, exactly. Went from districts to regions. Mm-hmm. Going to see three consecutive trips to DCA here, 93, 94, 95. In 94, not hardly as close, Tom. 42-15, the final DCA was 9-1. They ended up losing the next week in the second round to an even stouter South Pittsburgh team, but the last game of your career there.
Yeah, it was. And you're talking about Trousdale was building at the time. DCA was building right here, too. And they're going to hit a crescendo here pretty quick.
Yeah, they win the state title in 96, mm-hmm. 2 years after that. A young Jeremy Lyons, probably a sophomore tailback on that team, he ends up being a Mr. Football guy a few years later. 1995, the 5-5 Dogs once again travel to the 9-1 DCA team, and DCA rolls 41-7. Jumping ahead to 96, first playoff game at home since 91. Salina finishes as the 2 seed in the region. Strong 8-2 record. Cousin John over here, the junior quarterback of that team. CPA came to us on a cold, wet night, huge amount of rain. CPA was 7-3. Didn't think they could throw on us in the rain, John, but they ended up throwing pretty good in the elements anyway, didn't they?
Yeah, we were wrong about that. It was hard to cover those guys. They had a lot of talent on that team, a lot of guys that ended up playing some pretty big-time college football.
Yeah,
they were good. 26-0, the score of that one in Salina. The next year, we make a road trip in the first round to Friendship Christian, get a big win, 14-7 on the road. The Dogs were 6-4. The Commanders were 8-2, so an upset win there.
I remember traveling to that game, little brother, and you guys had a really good game, road playoff win. We haven't seen many of them.
Yeah, they may have got up 7-0, and then we came back, John?
I believe that's correct. I know at halftime, you know, we kind of had to come together and really bow up and come out second half, and we did that and won a game. I think it might have been aided a little bit by a drop on their part.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, we'll take it, a win in the playoffs any way you can get it, right?
Of course, State of Blessed Bay expanded again that year, went to 7 classes and created Division II. So many of the private schools went off on their own. Many of them stayed, though, like Friendship Christian. Moving ahead to 1998. 4-6 Salina team went on the road to a 6-4 CPA team. They were just starting to build up their power and strength. They rolled that night, did CPA 33-7. And then we kind of hit a stretch there for several years. Don't make the playoffs. The TWSAA expanded again, went to 8 classes, 5 public, 3 private. In 03, a 7-3 Dog team makes the trip to a 7-2 Boyd Buchanan team, who ends up being the state champions, Thomas, and their strength showed in that opening round game, 47-6, the final score. And another 5-year hiatus up to 2008.
Yeah, and in 2008, Clay County made it back to the playoffs again with a 7-3 mark. I had to travel to 10-0 South Pitt in the opening round, Daniel. Didn't go the way we needed it to. Pirates 41-6 in that one.
We'll hit one more here. Talk about the 2014 team. Another hiatus from 2008 up to 2014. And another trip to South Pittsburgh here. The 4-6 Dogs, led by head coach Dickie Brown, finished as the 4 seed and advanced down to South Pittsburgh, who was 5-5. They were a little down that year for their standard. I remember this game well. We put big Ivan Murphy at fullback. He was offensive lineman most nights, but played him at fullback. He had 2 rushing touchdowns. We fall 36-34 down at South Pittsburgh. And, of course, then you jump ahead to 2017, and the Dogs have advanced to every postseason since then, and we know some of the great things that have happened over these last 8 years. So we'll go ahead and stop that portion of first-round history right there. That's a lot to digest. But always good to talk about some of those great teams. And, you know, if you go back and look, a lot of private schools we lost to. Also, a lot of teams who are moved up in classification now and are no longer single-A programs.
Yeah, yeah. So you can't really compare football eras. You know, there's just really no way to do it. But schedules were pretty tough back then.
No doubt. Folks, it's been our pleasure to discuss the first-round history of the Dogs. This has been About a Bulldog History, brought to you by Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McKern strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
You're listening to the CarQuest Pregame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network, a weekly prelude to Bulldog football brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs.
Though CarQuest is a pregame title sponsor, others also help make each segment possible, including Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, and home insurance.
Town Square Antiques, where owners Johnny and Joanne McLaren strive to preserve local history and offer a wide variety of antiques and collectibles.
Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components that shape the earth for over 40 years.
Eco Panels of Tennessee, build your dream home the better way with structural insulated panels engineered right here at home in Hermitage Springs.
Westmoreland Management, proud supporters of CCHS Athletics, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years.
Cumberland Exteriors, folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements with windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more.
Ashlock and Strong Insurance, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and Mark's got Clay County fans covered.
Poplar Grove Body Shop in Gainesboro, the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
TDS Disposal, serving all of your waste management needs and proud supporters of Clay County athletes and cheerleaders.
State Farm and a local agent, Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering auto, life, home, health, and more.
Subway, inviting Bulldog fans to come enjoy their favorite sandwiches on the bypass in Salina, because fresh is what they do.
By Macon Bank and Trust, celebrating over 100 years of banking.
And Gone Country Cafe, serving country cooking at its finest on the Courthouse Square in Salina. Have you gone country lately? Up next on the CarQuest Pregame Show, an interview with head coach Bruce Lamb. And still to come, the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, a game time weather report, a final word before kickoff, and the announcement of the starting lineups. So stay with us here as we get ready for kickoff of Bulldog football on the Horizon Sports Network.
Now, Bulldog fans, let's go inside the locker room with head coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shape the earth for over 40 years.
This is Thomas Weaver here inside the Russell Richardson Doghouse, just hours away from Clay County hosting Sail Creek for the first round of the playoffs, where the 6-4 Dogs look to advance to the second round with a win over the 7-3 Panthers. I'm here with Clay County head coach Bruce Lamb for this postseason edition of Inside the Locker Room. Coach, thanks for having us over.
Always my pleasure, Thomas.
Well, I know we didn't come out on the right side of it, but what an epic battle the other night at Gordonsville, Coach. Can you ask for any more than what your team gave in that one?
I was so proud of their effort. You know, those guys left everything they had on the field, and, you know, you can't ask more than that as a coach. It wasn't a perfect game. You know, we did things that we messed up. But you know what? Those kids gave that effort, and they made up for it in a lot of other ways.
And what a game it was. You know, on the way home, I was trying to come up with where the Dogs went wrong, and I really couldn't come up with anything. Was that the best game your team played so far this season?
Absolutely. You know, I thought we came out focused and prepared and, you know, and had some adversity at first, you know. Of course, Gordonsville, Coach Jackson down there, he does a phenomenal job getting those guys ready, and they're very fundamentally sound, and they took advantage of one of our weaknesses, and, you know, I think it was the second play of the game, and put us behind real quick, and so we just, you know, we were fighting from behind most of the night, and but you know what? Those guys just never quit and gave everything they had. By far, our best game of the year.
Like you said, you got down early, fought back. was down 8 with 2 minutes to go and rallied. How important was it to see your team respond on the biggest stage, and did you know they had it in them?
Absolutely, and we've been wanting to get that peak at the right time, you know, and keep going, and I think that's definitely a step forward of watching those guys just be so competitive and not just saying no. They're not going to lose, and they gave, you know, I what can you say? So it was impressive to watch those guys.
And they did it all in hostile territory on the road at Turning Forum Field, where things don't always bounce Clay County's way, Coach. How did your guys stay focused, fight through it, and still have a chance to win at the end?
You know, just that desire to be win, desire to be the best they can be. And, you know, we preached it all week long about, you know, what a dogfight it was going to be, and it was. And you know, those guys is great. I mean, I just, you know, I've been proud of a lot of teams that I've coached over the last 30 years. I don't think I was any prouder than that bunch the other night.
And your Bulldogs scored 6 touchdowns in that one, and they came from 6 different people, which is something I didn't really realize until looking at it. Nate Nolan Adams, Weston Burble, Aiden Soto, Waylon Cherry, and the newcomer, Lance Burchett. That's what you call spreading the wealth.
It is. It is. Nate did a great job getting the ball out and reading the defense, getting the ball to who it needed to go to. And, you know, we have weapons. We have weapons, and, you know, hopefully we're starting to peak at the right time.
And it wasn't just about the offense. Your defense played solid, too. Worm Smith, Reese Adams, Parker Smith, all with big numbers on the tackle side, plus good outings from just about the entire unit. Would you say they were a little fired up for the Tigers in that one?
Absolutely. They were fired up. Definitely. They, you know, they take it out a little frustration at times, you know. Some of the calls didn't go our way, and, you know, it gets a little frustrating, those guys out there. And, you know, they did what they had to do on the defensive side of the ball.
Came up 1 point short, though, and, you know, tough way to kind of go out in a game like that, Coach. But it came down to the final play.
Yeah. And we just 1 play short, and, you know, I think we had the correct call. You know, they made a better play than we did. And, you know, sometimes it comes down to that, and that's just the way life is. And you know, the kids were resilient. You know, Monday they come out to practice and ready to go. You know, and they know what's on line now.
You're going to need that same effort as you welcome Shell Creek into Salina for the first round for the 3rd year in a row. But you said this wasn't the same type of Panther team that Clay County's dominated over the years.
No.
How so, Coach?
Hey, they've got a new coach down there, Coach Jason Fitzgerald. He's coached at Ray County and Meigs County, and I think he played in a couple state championships with Meigs County. And you know, he does a phenomenal job in what he does, and they don't change from it. I mean, they're going to try to line up and bully us and run over us and, you know, just be more physical than we are. And you know, years past, you know, Shell Creek didn't have that. I know that he'll have those guys prepared, and it's going to be tough.
And we've dominated them in this series. I think we're 5-0 against Shell Creek. You know, we've blown them out time after time and never lost to them. So how have you kept your guys motivated this week to not look past the Panthers?
Well, the biggest thing is we've showed them a lot of film, and we've been watching that, and they see what these guys have done. I mean, they're 7-3. You know, they've lost to 3 really good football teams. You know, they're not coming up here to lose. You know, from here on out, it's win or go to the house. And you know, and I don't think they won't go to the house yet, is what I understand.
You mentioned that they have lost to 3 good teams. Bledsoe, you know, an 8-2, 2A school. Whitwell, a close one. And, of course, undefeated South Pittsburgh. You know, with a new coach, I'm sure they do different things, too. What can we expect from Shell Creek?
You know, like I said earlier, they're going to be physical. They're going to line up, and they're going to they're going to try to control the ball, keep it away from us, and you know, I don't think they're as good defensively as they are offensively. You know, they got two big running backs back there, a quick quarterback, and it's a run game, and they're going to have the clock running, and, you know, we got to try to get them in third and long situations so maybe we can, you know, make them throw the ball, which they're not great at. You know, you're just going to look at a good physical football team, and they're going to be sound in what they do, and, you know, we got to find the cracks and get them and hit it when we can.
Is there anything that your Bulldog team has to do different than they did at Gordonsville or any other time during the season, Coach, against the Panthers?
Well, we've discussed it quite a bit this week. You know, we're going to have to come out with that same effort that we had this past week and, you know, play four quarters. It's not going to be over in a quarter or two. You know, you're going to have to play four quarters and you've got to, you know, put them in those third and long situations and just, you know, when you got a chance to make a play, make that play. You know, if we can do that, you know, hopefully we'll get to the second round.
Coach, all sounds good. Looking forward to the first round tonight.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you.
And good luck tonight.
Thank you.
This has been Inside the Locker Room with Head Coach Bruce Lamb, brought to you by Head Equipment, offering parts and sales for machines and components to shake the earth for over 40 years. Back here live on the CarQuest pregame show, it's time now for How They Fared from Farm Bureau and Agency Manager Daniel Burden.
Last week, York defeated Polk County and Jamestown to complete their undefeated regular season. Tonight in their first round playoff game, they host Eagleton College and Career Academy, who's 4-6. It's a new school in Maryville. They're in their second year playing football. They only have grades 9 through 11 this year. Next year they'll have the full bunch. So I see this pretty much as a cakewalk probably for York. What do y'all think?
Yeah, I think so. And that's one of those weird ones to us because that's a Region 1 team. Since York's in Region 2, we usually don't hear about those guys.
Westmoreland High School finished their season 5-5 with a big win over Trousdale last week, 37-0. They begin the playoffs as the 4 seed in 2A Region 3, which means they make a trip to Marion County tonight, who is a perfect 10-0.
Westmoreland will fight like dogs in that one. You got to think Marion's the favorite, but we know Westmoreland, they're tough.
Yeah, and that win over Trousdale.
I was surprised at that.
Really surprising.
Jackson County, the final game of the season for the Blue Devils was a tough one. On the road to East Robertson, who dealt them a 62-14 shellacking, sending them home good for this year.
Yeah, and Blue Devils, another tough season there for Coach Loftus, Daniel.
Yeah. Sometimes they fool around, have a strong team. Definitely not this year.
What was their record, Gunn?
They finished 3-7,
3-7,
0-5 in their region. Yeah. They beat Pickett, Red Bull and Pickett in Clinton County, Kentucky.
Yeah.
Monterey was taken down by Smith County 31-7 last week in Carthage. They finished tied with Westmoreland at 2-3 in the region, but they had the head-to-head win on the road over Westmoreland, making them the 3 seed, traveling to face Fayetteville, who is the 2 seed in their sister region, who finished 5-5.
Again, we're going to be picking in a few minutes.
Yeah, probably going to be a tough one.
Kind of a down year for Fayetteville, maybe. They're usually better than that. But
of course, they went from 1A to 2A this year lost a lot of talent because last year's Fayetteville team, they would be ruling the roost even in 2A.
Yeah.
Portland, who finished 5th in 5A Region 7, closed out their season with a win in front of their home fans over Hunter's Lane, 42-21 last week.
Put up some offense there.
Victory over Caverna, Kentucky last week helped the team from Tompkinsville finish with an even record and second place in Class 2A District 3 in Kentucky. They're set to host Shawnee in the first round of the playoffs in the Bluegrass State.
We saw Monroe County can come in here and have a decent football
team. Pretty solid, yeah.
You know, kind of playing out that way.
They may win that one, yeah.
Week 7 opponent for Clay County was Joe Burns. finished 1-9, 0-3 in our region. Last Thursday night, they took a tough loss from Red Bull and Springs, 24-27. However, they still get a seat at the table. Even though it'll be a long trip down to South Pittsburgh tonight to face the formidable Pirates.
Yeah, well, it's going to be a tough trip for the Red Devils for sure.
That's proof enough that 9 classes of football in Tennessee is too many.
Too many.
A 1-9 Joe Burns team should not be a playoff team.
No.
The Red Bulldogs in the neighboring county next to us finished their regular season in thrilling fashion with a victory over Joe Burns, 27-24, making them the 3 seed here in our region, putting them on the road to Whitwell tonight. Is there a chance that that team could get a playoff win?
I could. It'd be their first ever if they did.
I wondered if it would be the first ever.
It would. Another one we're going to pick here in a few minutes. Definitely, it's one of their better chances, for sure, thanks to that big win over Joe Burns to get the 3C.
They got some good players.
Yes. Yeah, they're not bad.
Birdwell looked like a good receiver for Link to have to throw the ball to. I think they got a chance down there.
I agree.
And, of course, Week 10 opponent for Clay County, the Jackets last week took what was a surprising loss, Thompson, I said, to Westmoreland to finish in fifth place and miss the playoffs.
Yeah, first time, I think, in 35 years.
I was going to say, I bet that doesn't happen very much.
42 appearances overall, I believe we announced a couple weeks ago, 35 consecutive.
Wow.
You know, there's longer, you know, you've got Maryville, Alcoa, teams like that probably with longer records, but that's got to be one of the state's highest consecutive streaks broken.
Yeah, and you think about they made it last year when they kind of had a worse record.
They
but
did.
They've also changed regions, if I'm not mistaken, right?
Well, no, they did not
from
change.
From last year?
No.
Okay.
What happened, though, their quarterback, number 6, Gregory, he got hurt and missed a lot of that game.
Okay.
So that definitely helped Westmoreland.
That's the 37-0 game. He wasn't available.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Of course,
going to play the national anthem, I think, here at Clay County High School. We'll be right back with how they fared.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Solana has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed-out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution, hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollowlake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live on the Carquest pregame show, going to kick right back to John and wrap up how they fired.
Of course, last week, Gordonsville beat us in an instant classic overtime game, which secured the region's top spot and a home game against Chattanooga Prep. They'll probably fare pretty well tonight, I would think.
Yeah, I think Prep 3-7 on the year. Great game last week. I know we lost it, but really proud of the boys in that one.
Opponents of the Dogs this year ended up being 47-53. Let's get to some picks, guys. Current standings still have me in the lead. After last week, I went 5-1, bringing my record to 37-16. Thomas, I don't know that yours got updated, did it?
I don't know. I don't know if it did or not.
Anyway, me, Daniel, Thomas, and Rob. The first game, we're going to pick one from each classification coach is throwing at us tonight. I'll start with the higher classes. 6A game is going to be Stewart's Creek, 7-3, at Ravenwood, 7-3.
I'll go with the home team, Ravenwood.
Okay.
we'll have to get coaches later, I guess. We'll do that. But
I'm also going to go with Ravenwood.
I'll take Stewart's Creek with an upset just because I need a game. I like Ravenwood, but.
Okay. The 5A game is Tennessee at Powell.
I'll take Powell.
They're both 7-3.
Yeah, Powell at home, I think they're a defending champ.
It may be hard not to take home teams in the round one of the playoffs, you know.
Yeah.
So I'm also going with Powell. This 4A game, though, may be tough. It's Stone 6-4 at Hickson 7-3.
I'll take Stone on the road.
Yeah, that's me. That's the one I will go with, a road team. Plus, they're from this area. Stone.
I'm going to take Hickson, guys. The 3A game we're going to pick is Stratford at White House Heritage. Coach got these tough games really close as they can be, 5-5, both teams here.
I'll go Stratford. They're traveling, but I think they've got a little more grit.
I'll take the home team in this one, White House Heritage.
I have to as well. Daniel, you may know something we don't. The 2A game is at Monterey, 5-5, at Fayetteville, 5-5. You going to take Monterey to go on the road and win a playoff game?
I'll take Fayetteville at home.
I'll go Wildcats.
Daniel's trying to get back in this thing.
Monterey's greedy. I don't like them, but they're greedy.
I just can't do it, guys. I have to also pick Fayetteville. I mean, the home team's big. And the last one is Red Bull and Springs going to Whitwell to play a game.
I'm taking Whitwell, the Tigers. Never pick the Red Dogs.
I'm with Daniel. They never won one. It's not happening this year.
I'm also going with Whitwell, guys. I would never pick Red Bull and Springs to go on the road and win a playoff game. This has been How They Fared, brought to you by Farm Bureau and Salina Agency Manager Daniel Burton. Clay County turns to us for auto, life, health, and home insurance. There's just about 4.5 minutes left here before kickoff, guys. If you want to roll on into your next segment,
we will do it. Time for the Westmore Management Keys to the Game, where we ask Thomas his thoughts on how the Dogs can win this elimination playoff contest. What about Coach Maynard in the offense, Thomas?
Well, we know what this offense is capable of, Daniel, how dynamic they can be. And tonight we're going to need them to be just that. I was really impressed with Coach Maynard and Nate Adams and how they got just about everybody involved last week. 6 touchdowns by 6 different guys, and this week we need the same. You know, that's our advantage in this ball game. Athleticism, the weapons we have, and we've got to use it, Daniel.
Sail Creek scoring about 28 points a game offensively. The Dogs giving up around 22. What about Coach Dickerson of the defense stopping this Sail Creek run game?
Well, Coach Lamb said it in the interview. The Panthers want to control the ball and kind of keep it out of our offense's hands, Daniel. And they're going to do that by running the football, something they're very comfortable doing. So this Dog defense needs to make them uncomfortable. Come up with some negatives. Get Sail Creek playing from behind the sticks, and that comes down to the guys up front with some penetration and stopping things up to let these Bulldog linebackers run free and tackle. Plus, when Clay County gets the opportunity, they need to get Sail Creek off the field. There's going to be some big third and fourth downs in this ball game, and that's when we have to win, Daniel.
What about an overall key for Coach Lamb and this 6-4 Dog team to beat the 7-3 Panthers?
Well, to me, the big thing here is realizing this is not going to be one of those first-round blowouts of old, because that's what we've seen lately. That's what this Bulldog team knows. Everybody, including us, is talking about that matchup with South Pittsburgh, but we better be worried about tonight. Sail Creek's solid. You know, they're a good team, but I think Clay County is a better team, but they're going to have to come out and prove it. I don't think the Panthers can match the Bulldogs' athleticism, but they're going to have to come play. And like Coach Lamb said, bring the same intensity and emotion they did against Gordesville. And I think this group of Bulldogs will, Daniel, because Clay County has never lost a playoff game here on John Teeples Field. And I don't think this group of Dogs is going to let that happen tonight either.
There you go. That's been the keys to the game from analyst Thomas Weaver, brought to you by Westmoreland Management and owner Bobby Westmoreland, offering local affordable housing here for over 30 years. Now we'll turn our eyes to the Salina skies and bring you the coming exteriors weather report. Temperature currently 52 degrees. It'll be 47 at the half and 45 by game's end. 49% humidity. No precipitation is expected tonight. There is a 1 mile per hour wind out of the south. This has been the weather report, brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roofing, and more. They are the folks that you can trust to protect your home from the elements. Captain's coming out to midfield here, preparing to go out to the CC logo to toss the coin before this game, and that means we're going to wrap up this CarQuest pregame show with a full coverage final word, where we ask John for his last thoughts before kickoff. Brought to you by Ashok and Strong Insurance. John, let's hear that full coverage final word.
Guys, tonight's word is defined as the capacity to withstand or to recover quickly from difficulties. Our synonym might be toughness. Tonight's word is resiliency. I want to see the Dogs show some resiliency by getting up off the mat tonight from that tough loss to Gordonsville and coming in here and playing with the same effort and the same heart. I want them also to show it when Sail Creek puts together a good drive and running the ball. You know, be resilient and show them that a big third down or fourth down situation comes, you can stand up and be tough. It can be demoralizing, you know, when a team pounds at you like the Panthers are probably going to try to do tonight. So Clay County's got to be resilient tonight when they need to be tough the most. So resiliency, guys.
I agree. Coming, a two-game losing skid. Trousdale Gordonsville coming into this, and got to have that resiliency, get over the hump, get this playoff win. That's been the full coverage final word, sponsored by Ashok Strong Insurance. Visit Mark in Salina today, because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. We'll go ahead now and announce the State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. We see Sail Creek going to be receiving the opening kickoff as the captains shake it up at midfield and prepare to run back to their respective huddles to enter the playing service. State Farm starting lineup presented by local agent Andrew Locke. Offensive line up front. We've got a switch. Left tackle and right tackle do switch sides. Left tackle, White Browning. Right tackle, Rowan Holloway. Left guard, Parker Smith. Center, Austin Anderson. Right guard, Colton Brown. Receivers, senior Weston Burville, sophomore Nolan Adams. They'll be joined at times by junior Lance Burchett and sophomore Waylon Cherry. The tight end, a sophomore Reese Adams. The running back, a junior Aiden Soto. And the quarterback, a junior Nate Adams. Defensively, in the middle of the defensive front, junior Hayden Adams at nose guard. The tackles, a junior Nate Mayberry and senior Parker Smith. Inside backers, junior Worm Smith, sophomore Reese Adams. Outside backers, senior Austin Anderson, junior Aiden Soto. Cornerbacks, the first cousins, junior Nate Adams and junior Lance Burgett. The safeties, a senior Weston Burble and a sophomore Nolan Adams. This has been the State Farm starting lineups, brought to you by local agent Andrew Locke. Like a good neighbor, Andrew is there, offering you auto, life, home, health, and more. As you probably can hear and see on the video feed, the Dogs take the sideline. Coming out onto this field, a good crowd assembled here at Joan L. Leach Stadium. It is time for playoff football. Clay County, of course, the home team dressed in all black tonight. Got a great look to it, very traditional. Gold CC on the side of those helmets, gold numerals. Sail Creek, the visiting team, they wear their white travel uniforms, white pants, white helmets, blue numerals and blue shoulder strappings on those jerseys, white helmets with the blue SC logo on the side. Clay County going to kick off left to right from our vantage point here from the Twin Lakes broadcast booth to get this first quarter started. Sail Creek will be receiving and driving from right to left towards the scoreboard. Going to be senior Logan Jennings Thomas kicking it off. This is what it's about. We play the whole regular season for this playoff football.
Yeah, and you can just feel it, Daniel, with the music blaring here and from Joan L. Leach Stadium. Lipping full. We got a good crowd here tonight, and I'm ready for it.
Me too.
It just feels like football tonight, guys.
It does.
The cold air, it gives me shivers.
Yeah, perfect weather for it.
And here it is, squid kick to begin things. Sail Creek comes up, fields at the 38, gets a minimal return up to around the 46-yard line where a host of Dogs are in on the tackle. Primary guy getting up is Reese Adams. First of many tonight, hopefully for the sophomore inside linebacker. So Sail Creek takes over here, 11:59 mark of this first quarter for their first offensive possession. They'll do so from their own 46-yard line, 4 yards from midfield, so good starting position for the Panthers. Going to have to get my Sail Creek roster out here and learn the players. They're going to have a lot of two-back sets, and that's what they open up with, a fullback behind the quarterback who's going to be under center, two wide to the left, one to the right. Heavy run game coming tonight for this Dog defense out of the Panthers front. Hand off to the back. He's hitting the backfield. Keeps his feet churning and brought down. No gain on the carry. Maybe a couple inches. Who's the main man, Tom?
Yeah, I see Nate Mayberry knifing in there, Daniel, to get his first stop of the night against Sell Creek. You know, they lined up and come straight at us just like what we expected.
Gain of one makes it second nine up to the 47. Sell Creek with a slower tempo than some teams perhaps going to chew this clock. They play it again, two wide to the right, one to the left, and up back to the right, tailback at the right hip of the quarterback in the gun. Quarterback rolls to the right, releases downfield, incomplete. Quarterback is Kari Escobar, the junior, 5'10", 145 pounds, not a big guy, but looks pretty nimble. Pass incomplete, now third and nine. John, you got to think pass again probably out of the Panthers.
More than likely here, he looked like he had a pretty good arm. He sailed it high. Yeah, Coach Lim talked about it, Daniel. We've got to get them in third and longs, and that's exactly what this Bulldog defense does on their opening possession. Big third down here at midfield to start the postseason.
First big play of the game for this Dog defense. Here we go, third and nine. Escobar in the gun, a back at his right hip, wide out either way. He rolls right, looks downfield, nowhere to go. Now releases, and it is
incomplete.
Caught short or incomplete one. Never say I finally see the signal. I believe. Yeah, incomplete pass. So fourth and nine, Sell Creek going to have to punt. 11:33, Mark Thomas, you couldn't ask for more. A three and out. Just a little bit of clock chewed up here. Clay County already going to get it in the hands of the dangerous return man, sophomore Nolan Adams.
Yeah, what I like out of Clay County, you see what John was talking about. You see that effort, that intensity already from the get-go.
Sell Creek shifts three men to the right of the formation. Here's the snap, bounces off the turf, picked up. Kick is short. Nolan going to come up, let it hit. It does take a Panther bounce, a nice Panther bounce. Going to go inside the 20, and Clay County will take over for their first offensive possession.
I'd like to see him run up and catch that ball. If he can catch it, he's got at least 10 to 12 more yards and a lot better field position there.
If nothing else, even a fire catch, because that punt, 20-yard roll after it hit, didn't it?
It is tough, though. I will give him a break.
Oh,
I'll
no doubt.
Back there myself.
No doubt. And that was what you call a fortunate bounce right there for the Panthers. Clay County's taking over what, about the 17 or so, Daniel?
Taking over at their own 17-yard line, an 83-yard field in front of this offense. Here we go, first and 10, 11:21 on the clock. No score opening round of the playoffs. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Nate with it, rolls right, wants to pass, has Burble. Weston with it, puts on a move, stiff arm, breaks that one tackle, gets away, and steps out of bounds. Good effort by Burble, and a nice start for Coach Mander's offense.
Yeah, just something simple to get Nate and this receiving core going. No pressure on Nate Adams as he rolled out to his right and put it on Birdwell, and a nice gain.
Up to the 24 for a gain of seven, making it second and three. Dogs break cuddle, ball sits on the near side hash, making the left side the wide side. Nolan over that way with Weston. Reese Adams tied in right. Here's the snap, hand off to Soto, his first carry. It's actually Brown, I see 21, I believe. Moved by Soto,
that's
it's
Soto.
23. A nice run by Soto. That patented spin move gets enough for the first down up to the 30.
Good to see Soto get involved early, get a big first down, and keep this rolling right here.
Yeah, no doubt, John. And you knew it as soon as he pulled the spin move, Daniel. Like you said, his patented move that's been so effective all season long.
Ball spotted right at the 30-yard line, 70 yards away from the Panther end zone. Third play of this dog drive coming. Weston and Nolan to the right. Cherry to the left. Nate with it. Rolls right. Has a burble again in the flat at the 35. Up to the 40. 45 and run out of bounds. Weston Burble with two catches already on this opening possession. So three plays, two of them going Burble's way. Could
yeah,
be playing in his last home game here at John Peoples Field, and he wants it to be a good one.
Yeah, first down right there up to the 44, looks like, Daniel. So a gain of 14 for the on the hookup. And I like the tempo of Clay County so far tonight, too.
Very concise. Timeout taken by Sell Creek. Head coach wants to talk to his team. 10:35 mark first quarter. Clay County driving.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you. People who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, Rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports Live Video, provided by Macon Banking Trust. First and 10 for the Dogs here. Ball on this near side hash. Wide out and a tight end to the left. Nolan Adams tight end right. Nate in the gun. Soto at his left hip. First and 10 here for the Dogs. Jet sweep handoff to Nolan. Cuts north and south. Full burst of speed across midfield up to around the 46. Close to a first down. I think they'll count him for a gain of 9. We'll have to check the spot. It started at the Clay County 44. Ball's now advanced across midfield for a gain of exactly 10, spotted at the Sail Creek 46.
Yeah, great call by Coach Maynard. We've seen that play in the last few weeks. Really have some success. You talked about the flip of the tackles. So that was behind the senior White Brownie on that left side right there, Daniel.
Well, they noticed during practice each of them had trouble stepping one certain way and said, let's just flip them. And it made their steps more natural. So nice to find that here. Soto off left side, big gain, 10 yards plus as he barrels ahead through a Panther all the way down to around the Sail Creek 35-yard line. Play originated at the Panther 46. Checking this new spot, they do place it exactly at the 35, so a gain of 11. The last three Clay County plays have all been first down plays, sixth play of this drive coming.
They can't ask for anything better so far. The Clay County defense forcing the three and out. The Clay County offense going to work, Daniel.
9:35 and ticking, first quarter, no score, but the black and gold trying to change that. On this opening drive for them of the contest, they're doing it from left to right from our vantage point. Balls at the left hash, making the wide side this right side. Birdwell and Adams split out over here. Give the Soto inside. He's off left side. Nice gain. Stiff arm. Burst of speed across the 20 inside the red zone. Aiden Soto running like a man possessed.
Yeah, great job by the Clay County offensive line. They're getting that initial push, and then they're getting to the second level to help Soto out, John. And everything's clicking so far for the Dogs.
That even came with Parker Smith off the field because he lost his helmet on the play before. So, we, you know, 74 was in for him on that play.
Caden Strong, I guess, 74.
Yep, certainly is. The junior reserve getting some time there. Ball sits exactly on the 20, right at the edge of the red zone. First and 10, Nate in the gun, two wide left, one to the right. Fake to Soto, quarterback keeper. Nate with it off right side. Tries to get away from a man, can't do it. Brought down for no gain, depending on the spot.
Solid tackle there by the Sail Creek player, Luke Cecil.
Yeah, one-on-one play right there. And anytime you can be, tackle Nate Adams in a one-on-one, you've done a pretty good job.
Yeah, essentially an open field tackle there because nobody else was around them. Second and 10, no gain on that carry. Weston and Nolan to the left. Waylon Cherry to the right. Reese Adams tied into the right. Soto at the left tip of Nate, who's in the gun. Here's the snap. Second and 10, releases for Cherry. A little wide of the mark, incomplete. So now third and 10. Four down territory, though. So the playbook's open. Ninth play of the drive coming.
Nothing wrong with that play call there, in my opinion. You know, it's a good way to get a man out in space wide. It's just a bit wide on the throw.
Yeah, pretty good coverage by the Panther in the hip of Cherry. Pass was put out in front and a safe place to miss, though.
Definitely want to miss it there rather than inside.
Weston and Waylon to the right. Going to have Nolan at the wing back to the left with Reese Adams at the tight end. Here's Nolan in motion. Fake to him. Roll to the left. Releasing. End zone. Touchdown. Reese Adams. Tight end corner out. Off the arm of Nate Adams. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. Picture perfect.
Yeah, it was. The play action up the middle inside John and Adams just slipping out from that tight end position. Great route. Wide open. Nate just throwing it up there to him.
Yeah, we all saw it, and he knew it, and we were just making sure that he secured the ball, and Dogs are on the board.
I tell you who didn't see it, the Panther defense. He's wide open. Muddle Huddle said here out of Clay County on the extra point. Play has been stopped for a moment. Now we're going to resume it. Going to go for the 2-point. Muddle Huddle snap out there to Worm Smith, I believe. Yeah, Worm, the back man. We do not get it. So 6-9 the lead for Clay County here in the first round of the TWSWA playoffs. 7:54 mark, first quarter. Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live.
Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, with live video provided by Macon Bacon Trust, where Clay County now leads Sail Creek 6-0 with 7:54 left here in the first quarter. Here's your dog drive summary, brought to you by Eco Panels Tennessee. Clay County just completed an 83-yard drive, and they did it on 9 plays in 3 minutes and 27 seconds. They really had it clicking. Weston Burwell, 2 catches for over 20 yards. Nolan Adams, a big rush. Aiden Soto, several big runs on that drive. And then the payoff came when Nate Adams found Reese Adams for a 20-yard touchdown to make it 6-0. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Harmony Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
A nice return by the Panthers on the Jennings kick. It was fielded all the way back around the 20, brought up around the 46. So for the second possession of the game, for the Panthers, they take over with good field position. Not sure who made the stop. Number 11, that'd be Hayden Adams in on the stop then.
McGee, you mean?
Yeah, sorry, Hayden McGee. 7:46 on this first quarter clock as the Panthers take over for their second offensive possession. They do so from what we'll call the 48, 2 yards from midfield on their own side. Quarterback Kari Escobar in the gun. Brings a man in motion to the left, making it 2 wide either side. Hand off to the tailback. He's off left side. Nothing doing, baby. Tackle for a loss made. And it's Aiden Soto coming up from his outside linebacker position, getting back up from Lance Burchett and Reese Adams.
Just a great job by Soto right there, setting the edge, John, shedding his guy and coming off and making the tackle for a loss. Can't say enough about this Clay County defense so far.
Ball's backed up to the 46, we'll call it 2nd and 12. 7:15 and ticking dogs up, 6-0 here in the first quarter. This is the 4th first-round playoff game hosted here on John Tuples Field. All 3 of those prior contests against Sail Creek. All 3 of them wins for the black, purple, and gold. Escobar under center, 2 back set behind him. Pass coming, it's away. It is nearly intercepted by Nate Adams. Reached up his right hand, almost made the one-handed interception. Good pressure by Reese Adams on Escobar in the backfield, Tom. No, it's Hayden Adams.
His older brother Hayden playing the nose guard, Daniel, just blew up the center and got in the backfield and forced that errant throw real close to having a sack and also close to a pick on the other end.
3rd and 12 again. This is behind the sticks. This is not where Sail Creek wants to be. They want to be in 3rd and 3 to run the ball, not in 3rd and 12 to pass against this dangerous dog secondary.
Yeah, Coach Dickerson coming in here with his defense, wanting to make Sail Creek uncomfortable, do things they're not used to doing, and that's what's going on.
2 wide, either side for Escobar in the gun. Ball on this near side hash. Escobar to throw. Falls under pressure. Nate Mayberry comes off of him. Escobar decides to run. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, but not much more. It's going to be Parker Smith making the stop. Maybe a yard pickup on the scramble by Escobar, but still 4th and 11 here. And another punt coming out of the Panthers. So 2-3 and outs for this Sail Creek offense. This is an offense, guys, who have been putting up 27.5 points a game throughout this season. They've been productive. So far tonight at John Tuples Field, nothing doing for the Panther offense.
Yeah, just a great job of this Clay County defense. As you see, multiple guys making plays. They're playing with that fire we needed to see.
Panthers to punt it away. Here's the kick. Nice, high, spiraling kick. Going to go back and hit it to 15, take a Panther bounce, and the Panthers going to down it at the 10, perhaps the 11, depending on the official spot. So another long field for this Clay County offense, but if it proves true like last time, just more yardage that can come from it. 5:58 mark of this first quarter. Dogs do lead 6-0 here as they take over for their second offensive possession. And we'll go ahead and say they do it from their own 11-yard line with an 89-yard field in front of that football.
As long as the Dog defense can continue to put a stop to the run game on first down and force them to pass the ball, I think they'll be successful.
I agree. Nate in the gun, rolls to his left, releases in the flat, Nolan with it around the 20, going to be brought down, good open field tackle, short of the first down. Going to be second around 3. Just very crisp passing out of Nate so far in this one. He's missed once on the out route late in this first drive, but been spot on everything else. Pick up an 8 there, advancing the football up to the 19-yard line, making it 2nd and 2.
We even called that a good miss, I think.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Put it right where it needed to be. Nate with a chance here if he has a big night to go over 2,000 yards passing on the season. We'll talk more about that in a moment. Hand off to Soto on 2nd and 2. Runs into a wall of Panthers. No gain based on what I'm seeing. Perhaps a loss of 1. Go to my season totals that I've got here through this 10-game regular season.
What kind of third down play are you looking for right here, Thomas?
Well, I think the boot out to the sideline from Nate Adams on the stop route on the corner is perfect to pick up on 2nd and, well, we're looking at 3rd here, 3rd down and about 2. So that's been the play so far tonight. We'll see what we've seen.
3rd and 2 from the 19. No gain on Soto's 2nd down carry. Nate with it, swings it out. That could be a backwards pass, folks. No whistles have blown. It's a Sail Creek touchdown. That was a backwards pass on the swing pass. Soto didn't realize it, acted nonchalantly, and thought it was an incomplete pass. The Panthers, with a heads-up play on defense, even this thing up 6-6.
Yeah, great job by Sail Creek right there. The recognition to know that play hadn't ended. They went and picked it up, ran it into the end zone, and we've got a ball game, guys.
No doubt. It wasn't, you know, it's one of those, maybe it was exactly sideways, but that makes it a lateral.
The officials must have been pretty confident about it. There was no whistle or anything.
Well, even from our vantage point, it looked like a backward swing pass.
Speaking of whistles, we got one here.
Clay County lined up off sides. That'll march it forward 1.5 yards here. What, see if Sail Creek wants to kick or maybe go ahead and go for the 2-point play from only around?
Well, they declined the penalty.
Oh, okay. Well, it's their right to do so. Here's the snap, the set, the kick. That extra point is good. Sail Creek takes a 1-point lead here, 4:27 mark of this first quarter after the scoop and score on the lateral. 7-6 Panthers. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Watt Browning with sure hands there recovers the onside kick attempt by the Panthers. So a scoop and score by the Panthers. Clay County had dialed up a good little play, swung it out to Soto behind the trip set, had a lot of blockers out there, no doubt would have picked up the 2 yards. But, you know, no fault of Aiden's really. He thought it was an incomplete pass, but no whistles ever blew. The officials saw it was a lateral, so a scoop and score for the Panthers. An extra point kick give them this 7-6 1-point lead.
Yeah, and like we said, credit to Sail Creek right there to having the awareness to pick it up and get it into the end zone. You know, everything was going right for Clay County. Sail Creek with some life here.
Clay County back with the football, short field here as they take over from their own 45, and a pre-snap penalty, I believe, will go against the offense. False start, going to back them up 5. That'll put it at the 40, 60 yards away from the Panther end zone as the Dogs trail here 7-6 in the first quarter. 4:27 on this first quarter clock as the Dogs get their third possession. Clay County has owned this game to this point. Only one mistake has occurred, and that cost the 7 points. Other than that, two Panther three and outs offensively. Clay County completed a long lengthy drive on the opening possession. So it don't feel like it at the time, but the Dogs have owned this thing.
Yeah, they have so far, but you can see how Sail Creek can get back in it really quick, Daniel.
First and 15, quarterback keeper by Nate. Gains back the penalty yardage loss on first down. Makes it second and 10 now after a five-yard gain. Ball spotted at the 45, 5 yards from midfield.
And Clay County just got to settle back down here. Do what they were doing before, a nine-play, 83-yard drive, scoring drive on the first possession of the contest, Daniel. And that's what they've just got to keep doing here. Keep their heads about them and keep driving.
Weston Whalen and Nolan out of the right of the trip set. Nate goes that way. Caught by Verbal. 45, 40. Stiff arms. 35, 30. Has blocking. 25, 20. The big-bodied wideout finally wrestled down by the Panthers. A huge gain there. Flips the field from the Clay County 45 all the way down to the Panther 20 on the edge of the red zone. A 35-yard hookup.
Yeah, this is a simple post route underneath the coverage, John, below the safeties. And when Verbal caught it, he reversed field and great run to pick up the extra yardage.
Yeah, great run after the catch. Showed a little bit of elusive speed right there getting around the corner.
Ball on the near side hash right at the Panther 20, first and 10. Nolan and Weston split left. Waylon Cherry to the right along with Reese Adams at the tight end. Soto at the right hip. Nate with it. Looks left. Back to the right. Heaves for the end zone. Going to be, dropped. Nearly intercepted.
Yeah, it should have been.
Just thrown underneath. Maybe a miscommunication between Nolan and Wade there. Waylon and Nate there on what they were doing. Fortunately, just an incomplete pass.
Pretty good pressure there by Sail Creek defensive line. Adams took a pretty good shot when he let the ball go. That was a pretty good reason why it wasn't on target.
One of the few times that Nate takes a hit back there. He does such a good job of staying away from that pressure, but a breakdown up front led to it. Trip set a receiver to the left. It's Cherry, Birdwell, and Nolan Adams. Reese Adams tied in right. Second and 10. Here's the snap. Fake jet sweep. Now Soto on the counter off left side. 20. Stiff arms. Brought down. Picks up around four, depending on the spot. Going to have to check here. Nice play on second and 10. They place it at the 15, so a gain of five for Aiden. Third and five coming. It is the fifth play of this dog drive.
Like you said earlier, Thomas, I think some kind of rolling action with Adams gives him an option to run or pass to this near side towards us. I'd love to see something like that.
Yeah, we've seen it already on the opening drive, John, as you got Nolan Adams sealed up on this side.
Looking for him to come that way. Nate in the gun, drops back, looks for Nolan, releases high, incomplete. Fourth down, fourth and five. Could go with a hard count here, try to get a cheap first down. Ball setting at the Panther 15. 2:39 mark of this first quarter. Sail Creek with a one-point lead, 7-6. Dogs scored, went for the two-point muddle huddle play, and could not convert. That's how they got their six. Sail Creek, of course, the scoop and score on the lateral, and the good extra point gives them their seven. Dogs taking their time. Play clock ticks down to 10 as they break huddle. Going to play it with three wide to the right. Reese Adams tied in left. Play clock at five. Now the snap. Fake to Soto. Nate releases. Going to be caught by Weston. Has enough for the first. A great possession reception. Nobody does it better than Weston Verbal with those sure hands. Had to go up high. Got his lower half took out, John, by the defender. Maintained possession to the ground, though.
He was resilient throughout the play and in order to complete the catch. Great play there. Good to see completions early in this game to the senior.
First and goal from the 7. Pick up an 8 there on that hookup. Nate in the gun. 1 to the right, 2 to the left. Here's the snap. Fake DeSoto, quarterback keeper. Nate runs for the corner of the end zone, has to reverse field. A couple Panthers meet him. He does get positive yardage up to the 4 is where he made it from the best I can tell. Yes, 3-yard gain there for Nate. Second goal from the 4. 8th play of this dog drive coming.
You're talking about the senior bird will getting involved early. Already 4 catches for 64 yards tonight. And you mentioned it, the possession type receiver. We saw him doing it last year as a junior. Really coming on as a senior, expanding on that, and able to get upfield afterwards, Daniel.
2 wide to the left along with Reese Adams at tight end. 1 tight end right. Give to Soto. He runs north and south through the B gap on the left side. In for 6. Clay County regains the lead. Touchdown, Aiden Soto. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. And it's 12-7 now at the 1:15 mark here in the first round of the TWSAA playoffs.
Yeah, just a great answer by Clay County right there. The big plays to Weston Burwell, the 35-yarder to set it up, and good execution to punch it in, John.
Methodical type drive right there. Kind of mirrored the first drive we had. Took good time off the clock, I assume, Daniel.
Yeah, took over at the 4:27 mark. Minute 15 now left in this first quarter, so chewed up a little over 3 minutes. Having trouble getting the play in here. Cherry leaves the sideline with it as the play clock clicks to, ticks down to 5. Timeout taken by Coach Lamb. We'll play one ad. Come back, make sure we don't miss this 2-point play.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution. Projects of any size.
Back here live, Bulldog Football being presented by Clay Power Sports.
My
video being provided by Making Bacon Trust. 2-point play coming here. Minute 15 left in the first. Clay County will
find all the
lead with that 8-to-Soto 4-yard touchdown run. 12-7, 2-point play coming. Waylon Cherry and Nolan Adams split right along with tight end Reese Adams.
Give them a call at 243-3327.
To the left, look for the slant. The Burble here pass. Here's the snap. Back to Soto. Look for the slant. Could have been pass interference, but no. Flags come out. Probably was good coverage. I'm just a black and gold homer, obviously. 2-point play.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldog, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together. One project, one game. One victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports. Video provided by Macon Bank and Trust, where Clay County now leads 12-7, 1:15 left here in the first quarter. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 55-yard drive, and they did it on 8 plays in 3 minutes and 12 seconds. The big play was Nate Adams to Weston Burwell for 35 to set up the Aiden Soto 4-yard rushing touchdown to put Clay County up by 1 score. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTennessee.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
That they are. Minute 14 left in the first. Dogs up 12-7 as Sail Creek takes over for their third possession. They do it from their own 42. Thomas, there was no tackler on the kickoff. Ball went out of bounds. Sail Creek with it, near side hash, Escobar in the gun, play action pass, has time, rolls right, releases downfield, going to be caught. Explosive play here by the Panthers, their first offensively. Tackle's going to be made from behind by Nate Mabry, who was hustling downfield from his defensive tackle spot. Two prior offensive possessions for the Panthers resulted in three and outs. Not this time. Big first down there.
Yeah, great job by Escobar. Had the pressure, scrambled to the outside, Daniel. And like John said, he got a good arm, got the ball off, and then the receiver battling downfield for a big gain to flip the field.
First and 10 now from the Clay County 26. 32-yard pickup on that play for the Panthers. Ball on the far side hash, two wide to the right, one to the left, running back at the left hip of Escobar in the gun. Actually, a different quarterback this time, a Panther set of sorts for them. And he runs hard all the way to the 15, still on his feet, being dragging a couple of dogs. Weston Birdwell was the primary stopper on the play. Had to be helped by others, though. Thomas, about 10 yards after contact by that ball carrier, number 9, Evan Higgins, the junior wide receiver who took that direct snap. 5'5", 145 pounds is what the roster says, but he runs like a ton.
He does. Just kept the feet churning, Daniel, and you're right. You know, Burble got carried, and not just Burble, a couple dogs, carried over 10 yards, and Sail Creek's threatening here.
First quarter ends right there with the Panthers threatening. Inside the red zone at the Clay County 12-yard line where they've got it first and 10 when we come back after one quarter here in this first round of playoffs. It's Clay County 12, Sail Creek 7.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Welcome back to the Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, with live video provided by Macon Bank and Trust tonight, where Clay County leads Sail Creek 12-7 heading into the second quarter. Here's your Bulldog stat summary, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Nate Adams is 6-for-10 for 92 yards and a touchdown so far tonight. And rushing-wise, Aiden Soto's leading the way with 6 carries for 41 yards and a touchdown. Defensively, Nate Mayberry, 2 stops for Clay County so far to lead the Dogs. This Bulldog stat summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. EcoPanels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
First and 10 for the Panthers from the Clay County 12. Escobar in the gun. Actually, it's not him anymore. It's back to Higgins. Better defense this time. Still a gain of around 3 as Reese Adams comes up and lays the boom on Higgins. They stayed with that direct snap to him. I'm not sure if they have a 2-quarterback system or if this is something new. I just have simply not watched a lot of film on Sail Creek. Panthers get here with a 7-3 record tonight. They're the number 3 seed out of Region 3A. They have wins over Midway, Jackson County, Chattanooga Prep, Grundy County, Lookout Valley, Pickett County, and Copper Basin. Their 3 losses coming to Bledsoe County, Whitwell, and South Pittsburgh. Second goal here. Actually, it should be second around 6, but Higgins again on the direct snap carry off left side. Another good defensive play by the Dogs. Down to around the 2-yard line, though, where it's third and goal. We must have miscalled the spot down here. It must not have been the 12 because they've not had the chains on any of this possession. Must have been the 7 instead of the 12 or something.
I knew I was confused for some reason.
Yeah, first and goal from the 7, I guess, is where they had it taken over on this red zone threat. Third and goal from the 2 now. Dog defense got to be tough. Same set. Higgins going to be the quarterback. Ridge Morgan at his left hip. Timeout going to be taken by Sail Creek. They want to talk about this third down play. We'll go to break here. 10:36 mark, second quarter, Clay County 12, Sail Creek 7.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, offers a robust activity calendar designed to keep your loved one engaged and entertained during their stay at our facility. Our energetic activity staff supplements wellness by delivering opportunities for residents to maintain a fulfilled and pleasurable stay. Including live performances to art projects, to exercise classes, and trips outside the facility, there is always something happening to entertain our residents. For more information on our activity program or information about volunteering, call our activity director at 243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthandrehab.com.
Welcome back to Clay County Bulldog Football, presented by Clay Power Sports, with live video tonight being provided by Macon Bank and Trust. We can't thank them enough for that, Daniel. Clay County does lead 12-7.
Yeah, hey, Curtis Collins, I guess he's the manager, the branch manager. He was on our Kirkwest pregame show, had a nice interview with him. Go back and listen to that once this one goes final. Very appreciative of Macon Trust. They're hosting a veterans breakfast tomorrow morning at their local branch. Here we go. Big third and goal play from the 2-yard line. Higgins going to be in the quarterback set. Straight up into the heart of the defense, and he gets into the end zone. A good push. They packed everything in. Had all 11 players in tight, two tight ends, couple of up backs blocking, and it's hard to stop that straight up attack there. And that's what the Panthers do best. That is their identity.
Yeah, it is. But you know, it was a long pass from the first quarterback that got this drive started for Trail Creek, Daniel, and then Higgins coming in with a big run to get them down inside the scoring position, and back to back plays from the quarterback run put Trail Creek in the end zone. And they've already taken a 13-12 lead, looking to add to it here.
Trying to extend with a two-point play to make it a three-point game here. Escobar back in at quarterback. Two wide to the right, one to the left. Back to either hip. Ball's on the ground on this two-point play. Escobar picks it up and he brought down. Good pressure by Worm Smith, but it was Parker Smith. Lowering the boom from his defensive tackle position, bringing all his weight down on Escobar. Two-point play fails. 10:32 mark of this second quarter. Sail Creek with a lead. The one-point variety, 13-12 over the Dogs.
Tri-County Electric's outage management system has IVR, interactive voice response. Holding for an operator is still an option if you need to notify us or check on an outage, but you have access to the same information without waiting if we have your correct information. With your account number, you can update the information yourself by calling our number and pressing option 3 or visiting our website, www.tcemc.org. You may also call your local Tri-County Electric office to verify. Helping you obtain outage information without waiting is something we are proud to offer. Good luck, Bulldogs. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Back here live, Bulldog Football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Live video being provided tonight, courtesy of Macon Trust. Clay County trailing by one, 13-12 here to Sail Creek. Clay County's played well in this contest. Went for a two-point play on our first score, did not get that. Also went for the two-point again on our second, didn't get it. That's how we're at the 12. Sail Creek kicked on their first score, had seven, tried the two-point there that failed. That's how they have their 13. Kick fielded by Soto at the 18. Here he comes up to the 30, still on his feet, 35, 40, going to be brought down. So a good starting field position for Clay County as they have their fourth offensive possession of this first half. As we mentioned, Dogs 12, Panthers 13. Relatively short field, 60-yard field in front of the football as they take over at their own 40.
Yeah, we knew coming in, you know, this Sail Creek Panther football team was a solid team. 7-3, just like you outlined before the break. It broke down their record, Daniel, and they're proving it here against Clay County.
Dogs with it, 1st and 10, 3 wide to the right, Nolan Adams to the left, fake to him, quarterback keeper by Nate, hitting the backfield, breaks the tackle, still on his feet, tries to regain the line of scrimmage, spins out of another stop, then brought down. Good defense by the Panthers. Just kind of swarmed the Dogs that time, and it's a 4-yard loss for junior quarterback Nate Adams there. Maybe a 3. We'll call a loss of 3. 2nd and 13 now with the ball spotted at the 37-yard line. A rare negative play for Nate on the ground there.
Yeah, it
and
was.
It wasn't any deficiency of his. He was dodging a lot of traffic.
Yeah, he was. Just a leak in that offensive line. We bragged on him early there, Daniel, and we just saw a leak off that side.
2nd and 13, passing situation. Nate rolls to the left, releases, going to be dropped. thrown just behind Reese Adams, got his hands on it. Would have been a tough catch, though.
Yeah, kind of seeing, you know, a little less energy out of the Dogs right here. Sell Creek went down, drove, and scored on the Clay County defense. And, you know, just not the same pep in the step for Clay County right now. They're going to have to get things together. Like you said, John, be resilient here and turn the tide back in their favor.
I didn't want to wear it out too much.
Well, there's no doubt. That's what needs to happen.
Very fitting, yes.
3rd and 13, 9:38 on this second quarter clock. Dogs trailing by one, 12-13. Nate in the gun, looks to pass, screen pass set up, no, throws further downfield, going to be caught. Soto on the wheel route out of the backfield, good enough for the first down. Tried to get to this earlier and wasn't allowed to by the scoop and score. Nate Adams coming in too tonight. Has broke his, had previously broken his single season record already. He is around 1,500 and something yards his freshman year. Came into the night with 1,739 passing yards, 128 completions on 244 attempts. Good enough for 16 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. So a real good night tonight. If he throws for 261, he's going to hit the 2,000-yard mark, something no Dog quarterback's ever done. Like we said, his 1,739 coming into tonight, already a single-season record. Aiden Soto, 35, 40, up to the 35, and brought down. Play originated at the Panther 49-yard line. And Soto with a big chunk run there. Gets it all the way down inside the 35 to the 34. Fifth play of this Dog drive coming. 8:35 and ticking, second quarter. Talking about Soto on that big chunk run, he came into that 671 rushing yards on 123 attempts. That's 5.5 a carry, guys. Talk about a good season. 8 rushing touchdowns for the junior. Get to Soto again on first down. Stood up this time. Forward progress gets him back to the line of scrimmage. So it'll be second and 10.
Yeah, just some huge numbers for this Clay County offense. Aiden Soto coming in and being that workhorse. And then, you know, just the dynamic Nate Adams already broke his single-season record, just like you said, that he said as a freshman.
Yeah,
just some talented athletes for Clay County. But let me tell you, they're in a dogfight right here. They're down 1 point, 13-12 to Sale Creek in a win-or-go-home contest, Daniel.
Technically, a loss of one for Soto on that last carry. Went from the 34 to the 35. We're at second 11. Nate in the gun. Quick release for Nolan. Wide receiver quick screen. The shifty Adams has it out there. Nice little game for Nolan. He advances up to somewhere around the 28-yard line. And speaking of Nolan Adams, he is the leading receiver on this team. 49 catches for 781 yards coming into the night. 8 touchdowns, 15.9 yards per reception for the sophomore. What's the call, John? It's against Clay County. Coach Lamb wants an explanation, as do I. So the Adams-to-Adams pass will not stand. Block in the back. I believe he signaled over on the far sideline on the wide receiver screen. That wipes off that last hookup and retreats the football all the way back to the Panther 46, where it's going to be second and a bunch. Line to gain is the Panther 26. So second about 20.
Tough penalty right there in this situation.
Sure was. Three wide to the left. Nate wants to throw that way. Decides to go on the seam to Nolan. He has it. 20, 15. Nolan Adams all the way up to the 10. Runs for the pylon. 5. Touchdown, Nolan Adams. Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. The brothers hooking up one more time for the Dogs back in front, 18-13.
Just a great effort right there by Nolan Adams. He's wide open underneath that zone defense across the middle. Reverse field again and used his ability to get in the end zone, John.
Came all the way back around to this near side where we are. Got a great block from number 20 for the Dogs.
Waylon Cherry.
He waited and made sure it was a legal block. Sometimes they don't like those that we used to like back in the day and made everybody say, ooh,
those blindside blocks. Dogs going for two, trying to extend on this five-point lead, 18-13 currently. Nading the gun, fakes to Leighton Brown. Dishes to the end zone, a little high of the mark. Intended target was Weston Birdwell, could not hook up. So with 7 minutes to play here in the first half, it's Clay County 18, Sail Creek 13.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live for the kick, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports Live Video, provided by Megan Trust. Senior Logan Jennings puts his foot to it, squib kick, fielded by Panther at the 40, up to the 45, and brought down immediately. Good hit by one of the Adams brothers, and it's Hayden, the junior Hayden Adams there, making a stop. His second of the contest, I think. Coach Lamb seeing some frivolous activity out of the Panthers, number 88, big old tight end Grayson Cosper. 5'10", 230-pound senior on the sideline. No flags, though, John. But Coach Lance saw something he didn't like. Panthers taking over here for their fourth possession of this first half. 18-13 the score. Clay County with a five-point lead. Once again, though, story of this one, good field position for each of these Panther drives. They take over at their own 48-yard line, 2 yards from midfield.
Yeah, we saw it pay off for them on their last drive. They hit the long pass for about 25. And then Higgins came in at quarterback and ran it in for the score, Daniel.
Escobar back at the signal calling position. He's across midfield on the quarterback run off left side. Near first down yardage before he's brought down by a couple of dogs over there.
Yeah, it looks like they've got two guys that can take the shotgun snap and run it. Escobar, fleet of foot, too.
Yeah. Gain of eight. Nolan Adams is credited with the stop, according to PA announcer Parker Donaldson. He's doing a good job in his first year in that role, taking over for longtime PA announcer Michael Miller, who stepped away. Second and two here, already in dog territory, sitting at the 44. One wide to the left, make it two wide to the left. One running back at the right hip, and it's going to be Higgins back there receiving the direct snap. Gets close to first down yardage, depends on the spot. Play happens on the far side of the field away from us at the left hash.
I saw Reese Adams in on that stop.
First down obtained by the Panthers. Third play of this drive coming for them. They would love nothing more than to chew down this clock. Currently 5:49 left to play in this second quarter, and the clock winds as they set the football.
Yeah, I think that's exactly what Coach Fitzgerald and Sail Creek would like to do, burn as much clock as they can. Of course, punch it in the end zone here as we're heading into half.
First and 10, Panthers from the Clay County 43. Escobar under center, hands off inside. Positive yardage again for the Panthers. So very hard to discern who's making these Clay County stops because Sail Creek keeping the offense over on their side of the field.
Aiden Soto off the edge there for first contact. I think he's the one that wrapped up and brought him to the ground, Daniel. But you're right. You know, 4, 3, 5 yards at a time. This is the Sail Creek Panther team we expected to see coming into this one. And this is what Clay County had in mind when they took the field here.
Second long four for the Panthers from the Bulldog 37. Escobar under center. Two backs behind him. Give up to the fullback. Another gain of around three. Low man on the pile, Parker Smith, from his tackle position. Others also involved. Reese Adams coming back from it as well, maybe.
Yeah, definitely Parker Smith right there up front. Beat his guy at the point of attack, but still, Daniel brings up third and short. You know, we talked about getting them in third and long early. Not anymore.
Ball sitting just across the 35 at the 34-yard line. Third and long one for the Panthers. Definite four-down territory for them. Clay County with a five-point lead, 18-13. 4:15 and ticking here in the second quarter. First round of the playoffs. Winners are going on and the losers are going home. Escobar under center. Looking for an easy first down with a hard count. Dogs are disciplined. Don't jump. And now a delay of game penalty. Very costly here for the Panthers. That is not what they wanted. Going to go to third and around seven, long six. And that's just a costly mistake. We'll take it.
Yeah, a tough one there for Sale Creek to take that penalty on such a huge play, Daniel.
Whoa.
We're seeing something different.
They're not marching it back. They're saying a timeout was taken by the Panthers prior to the penalty. Waving off the flag now. So we'll go ahead and play at least one here and come back. 4:01 mark, second quarter. Sale Creek, third and one. Dogs lead by five.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust. And most of the time, that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home, proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live. Working together, we can make it even better. If you want to be a part of this effort, the Clay County 3-Star Program is always looking for volunteers. If you have the desire and a few hours a month, please get involved with our community and the 3-Star Program. Come by or call the Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338. We'll find a way that you can contribute.
Back here live, third and one, Escobar under center. Clay County needing a win here. On this one, the force fourth down. Quarterback sneak, gets a good push. It is good defense. Going to take a healthy spot to grant the first down. Hopefully, it'll be fourth and inches.
Parker Smith kind of submarining in there, Daniel, along with Hayden Adams at nose guard. And it's going to be close. Smith's going to have to come off the field here because he lost his helmet on the impact. Great job by the front three for Clay County right there.
Panthers are short, fourth and about a foot. Good dog defense. Freshman Rowan Holloway checking in for Parker Smith. Holloway a bigger body than the senior Smith. So Holloway a good guy to have in on this fourth and inches play. Defensive front needing to stay short here. Escobar under center. Look for the sneak again and a hard count perhaps. Here's the snap. Get to the fullback. He's going to have forward progress, perhaps.
I don't know. Aiden Soto off the edge right there. Good push again underneath from Big Holloway and others. And Soto drove him back, Daniel. It's going to be close.
Initial vantage point to me showed the first, and they do give it to him. It was great defense, but the initial surge gained about 2 feet when one was all that was needed. I quit tracking for a minute. I'm going to get back on that. I believe the seventh play of this Panther drive coming. They took over at the 6:55 mark of this second quarter down to 2:55 and ticking. Dogs have a vulnerable five-point lead here. And here's a penalty flag out. Coach Lamb going to be given a sideline warning, I believe, from the side judge.
Yeah, probably so. Upset with that spot. He had a better vantage point than we did, Daniel. The ball's sitting where? Right about the 33 or so? So, you're looking at about really close.
Well, it sits now at the – I'm going to have to check.
Scoreboard shows 32.
I'm calling it the 31.
Okay.
31, 32.
So they gave him three on the quarterback sneak.
He didn't get three. But it did look, I even said it looked like he got it, so
yeah.
I don't know. First and 10 for the Panthers here, though. We'll call it from the 31. Escobar under center. Takes the snap. Wants to pass. Releases. Has a man. And it is incomplete. Good defense.
That's by
Lance Burchett coming in there late. Had it not been for Burchett interrupting that pass, it would have been complete down inside the 10 for first and goal.
Wow. I mean, guy running free, a Panther. Would have been close to a touchdown if Burchett doesn't get there. Dislodged the ball. Just a great job by Lance Burchett, who's making seeing his second action, Daniel. We saw him emerge last week at the Gordesville game, catch the game tying touchdown in a way. We had to get the 2 point to tie it up at 28, but good to have that young man back on the field.
Absolutely. A junior is Burchett. Second 10 after the incomplete pass. 2:36 left here in the first half. Panthers with it. Flags come out. Delay a game. No timeouts this time to prevent the 5-yard loss. That's not the signal that you typically see for delay a game. It gave a holding signal rather than the delay a game signal. But it is a delay a game.
Everybody makes mistakes.
Yeah. Yeah, hey, it's probably me. Yeah, I'm sure the white hat knows more than I do about the hand signal. Second 15 here after the penalty. Need to hold them out here, John. Of course, the Panthers had the first possession of the contest, meaning Clay Kenny will have the ball to start the third quarter. Dogs have a 5-point lead, 18-13. Couple player shift for the Panthers. Second and 15. Ball's on the ground. Going to be safely recovered by the Panthers. Player lunges forward to try to minimize the loss. Still going to be a loss of yardage here. Ball should have been snapped around the 36. Now it's going to be spotted back closer to the 38. Loss of 2. Makes it 3rd and 17. Negative play there for Sale Creek. Puts them in a tough spot here. Not known as a throwing team a whole lot, but we have seen them strike through there already in this one.
Yeah, we have. You know, and they are milking the clock, but we see them stall out with the penalty and now the negative right there on the fumble. Backed up in 3rd and long. This is what we want.
Ninth play of this Panther drive. Escobar in the gun. Wide out to either side. Has time to throw now under pressure. Rolls to the right. Releases downfield. Ooh, intercepted. And it is Nate Adams. Who else? 24th career interception, 11th interception of this season for the junior.
Yeah, not only does it stop the Sale Creek advance, but it gives Clay County an opportunity here. Just under 2 minutes ago, we saw him do it last week. We know what Nate Adams can engineer here. But you go back to that defense. Great job by the Clay County defense making Sale Creek uncomfortable. They had to go to the air, and we know what happens when they do that.
Helped out by the penalty that kind of set back Sale Creek. They were kind of had some momentum going on that drive. Glad we put an end to it.
Dogs take over at their own 36-yard line. 64-yard field in front of them. Minute 41 on this clock. Dogs do lead, 18-13. Looking for the 2-for-1 here. The score to end the half and the possession to start the third. Nate with it. Rolls right. Looks downfield. Wants a big one.
Got
releases.
It.
Oh. Incomplete. Targeting Waylon Cherry just out of his grasp a little bit. The speedy Cherry had a step, though. And that's what you give it, Waylon. Probably stride for stride, straight line speed, the fastest guy on the team.
Yeah, he was. You know, he was double covered on the outside. And Adams threw it that way anyway because he knew he could separate. And he did with the ball in there and almost came down with that one.
Clock does stop with an incomplete pass. Minute 34 to go here. Clay County has all 3 timeouts left.
That's what I was going to say. They've called one. They have 2 remaining, Daniel.
Okay, so we can run here. Definitely can go to Soto. Going to play it with 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Nate with it. Drifts off to the right. Releases. Caught. Lance Burchett. Is he out of bounds, though? I don't see a signal.
Must have been.
Lance a little wide of the mark. Must have been out of bounds, as John said. 3rd and 10. Minute 27 on the clock. 2 incomplete passes to open up this drive for Clay County. Got to throw for the sticks here if you want to continue the drive because this is not 4 down territory. So needing 10 yards or more on this play. Novin and Weston to the left. Reese and Lance to the right. Dumps off to Burble. Going to be brought down short of the six. So a complete pass advancing up to the 41-yard line. Gain of five makes it fourth and five. But Coach Lamb going to have to choose to punt this thing away. Minute 10 and tick in second quarter.
Hopefully we can pin them deep. You sure don't want to, you know, give them any kind of field position right here before the end of the half.
Coach going to let this play clock tick all the way down to one probably and then call a timeout. 18 seconds on the play clock, 55 on the game clock.
Don't blame him a bit.
So you don't get the two for one, the score and the possession to start the second half, but the key now, just keeping the Panthers from hanging on another one.
I've got them with one timeout remaining. And there's the timeout.
We'll go ahead and play one, come back, and make sure we don't miss anything. 38 seconds left in this second quarter. Clay County with a five-point lead, 18-13. This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around. Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Live video being provided by Macon Bacon Trust. Nate Adams on the punt. Fourth and five here from the Clay County 41. Nate puts his foot to it. First punt of the night for the junior. It hits. Panthers don't try a return. Going to be downed at the Panthers 32-yard line where they'll take over. 29 seconds remaining here. On this second quarter clock, Clay County with a five-point lead. Be interesting to see what Sail Creek does here. They just threw an interception on their last pass attempt, so obviously they don't want to give the ball back to Clay County.
Looks
at the
like
same time, you want to try to score.
I don't know. It looks like victory formation to me, Daniel. I think they're maybe
content
to get into halftime.
18-13, the lead right now for Clay County is five. Victory formation, Escobar under center, takes the knee. And that
should do it.
Yeah, they hadn't reset the play clock yet.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to
do. Don't know that they're going to.
Referee's making the raise the roof motion. That's the, up the play
and now,
clock.
Yes, now they reset. That is going to do it. First round of the TWSWA playoffs here at John Peoples Field. We said at the start it's going to be a wild ride. So far it has been. Clay County fortunately with a five-point lead, 18-13 over Sail Creek at the half.
Coming up, the Poplar Grove Body Shop halftime show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chapin for over two decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
For the better part of a century, one local business has been there for the people of Clay County when they need it most. Upton Hague Funeral Home of Salina has been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949. Many things have changed over the years, but one thing that has not changed is their continuing commitment of service to the families in Clay and surrounding counties. Upton Hague Funeral Home and its owners, Jimmy Hay and Rob and Monica Weir, are proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and Cheerleaders.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services. Owners Barry and Debbie Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling projects of any size.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit delhollowlake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulder, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Hall One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
Welcome to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, where Clay County leads Sail Creek 18-13 here at the break in Salina. And it's time for Gone Country Cafe to serve up your first half breakdown. It's been a good game so far here in the first half, as the Clay County defense stood up early, forced a punt and a three and out on Sail Creek's opening possession, and Clay County offense went to work. As Nate Adams was clicking it off with completions to Weston Burgle, Aiden Soto, big runs of 10 and 15 yards. And then Adams found Reese Adams for a 20-yard touchdown to put Clay County ahead 6-0 at the 7:54 mark after a failed two-point conversion. They also got a three and out on their next possession against Sail Creek, and Clay County went back to work, but an unfortunate backwards pass which resulted in a fumble, which was a scoop and score for Sail Creek, put the Panthers ahead 7-6 when they made their extra point at the 4:27 mark of the first quarter. Clay County immediately answered with another long sustained drive. The big play on that one was Nate Adams to Weston Burble for a 35-yard gain to set up an Aiden Soto 4-yard touchdown run. Clay County went ahead 12-7 as they also missed their was no good on their two-point attempt. They led 12-7 at the 1:15 mark of the first quarter. And then on about the third play of the second quarter, Sail Creek cashed in. They had a long pass that set them up in scoring position, and then they ran it in from 2 yards out. And Sail Creek took a 13-12 lead with 10:32 left in the half. Clay County again put together a drive. This time Aiden Soto with a 14-yard catch and a 15-yard run to set up a Nolan Adams touchdown. His brother Nate found him for a 46-yard touchdown pass across the middle. Again, the two-point was no good, and that made your halftime score of 18-13. Nate Adams also turned back Sail Creek on their ensuing possession with an interception. Clay County was forced to punt, and Sail Creek took a knee to bring us into half with this 5-point lead for Clay County, 18-13. Clay County stats so far. They've run 30 offensive plays for 227 yards and three touchdowns, 13 rushes for 70 yards and a touchdown, and Nate Adams is 9 for 17 for 157 yards and two touchdowns. Rushing-wise, Aiden Soto has 8 carries for 55 yards, Nolan Adams 1 for 10, Nate Adams 4 for 5, and also Soto had a touchdown. Receiving, Nolan Adams 2 catches for 54 yards and a touchdown. Weston Birdwell has 5 catches for 69 yards and a touchdown. Reese Adams, the 120-yard touchdown catch. Aiden Soto, 1 catch for 14 yards. Reese Adams, Aiden Soto, and Parker Smith lead the way defensively for Clay County with 4 stops apiece at the break. Nate Mayberry has 3. Hayden McGee has 1. Worm Smith, Hayden Adams, and Nolan Adams also with 1 tackle. Again, Clay County leads 18-13 here at halftime in Salina. This first half breakdown has been brought to you by Gone Country Cafe on the Courthouse Square in Salina, serving country cooking at its finest with breakfast all day, lunch till 2 p.m., and catfish on Friday nights. Have you gone country lately?
You're listening to the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed mid-game recap of Bulldog football action from tonight's first half.
Conveniently located just down the road from Salina on Highway 56 in Gainesboro, Poplar Grove Body Shop has been locally owned and family operated by Robert Chaffin for over 2 decades and offers the area's best turnaround on collision repair.
Clay County fans, remember this number, 931-268-9591, because the next time you bend it, call little Robert and he'll mend it.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin River Healthcare facility, is excited to announce a new state-of-the-art therapy gym now open at our facility. Our new facility will not only provide top-of-the-line therapy to our residents, but also offer outpatient therapy to members of the community, including occupational, physical, and speech therapy, as well as combined 58 years of experience. Our staff is ready to help your loved one regain their independence. For more information, call our therapy director at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at salinahealthrehab.com.
If you haven't yet done so, now's the time to sign up for levelized billing at Tri-County Electric. Levelized billing is free, and it averages those larger winter and summer bills with the rest of the year to produce a much lower monthly bill. Best of all, since the average is always current, there is no pay-up month. Levelized billing is for everyone. If you live on a fixed income or if you are simply trying to better control your family's budget, call Tri-County Electric or come by the office. Ask us about levelized billing and how it can benefit you and your family. Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldog, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lakes Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. TN cert number C-0026.
This is Chris Hicks of H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated Carquest store. I'd like to invite my fellow Clay County fans to come and check out our renovated building on Brown Street in Salina for all your parts needs. I think you'll be surprised by our selection because we've got you covered when it comes to all things automotive and more. Give us a call at 931-243-7278 or stop in today for deals you won't find anywhere else but right here at Carquest, the home of great people, great products, and great prices.
Back here live on the Poplar Grove Body Shop Halftime Show, Clay County leading in this elimination first round of the playoff game, 18-13 here at the half. Going to kick over to our producer, John Weber, for some Sail Creek stats.
Stats for Sail Creek, they've run 20 plays for a total of 73 offensive yards. Through the air, Escobar is 1 of 5 for that completion for 32 yards. On the ground, leading the way for Sail Creek, number 9, Higgins, has 7 carries for 25 yards in that touchdown. Number 5, that's Walgast, has 2 carries for 4 yards. Escobar, 3 carries for 10 yards. And then number 31, Morgan, has 3 carries for 2 yards for that total of 41 yards on the ground. But all I got as far as offensive plays, we had a few penalties on each side. I'll have to give you some score update later on, Daniel, if that's all right with you.
Yeah, it'll be fine. We'll just go ahead and kick right over into the local sports lowdown. Brought to you by Macon Trust, starting off with youth league football. The Tri-County Conference playoffs began last Saturday, and the Clay County flag team entered as the number 1 seed. They traveled down to Watertown and met Smith County at 9 a.m. in the morning, and the Dogs won 12-6, making them 8-0 on the season. They will now face Gordonsville tomorrow at 1 p.m. in Hartsville for the league championship. So good luck to the Clay County Flag football team as they pursue that undefeated season and a championship tomorrow. Hermit Springs basketball. The Hermit Springs basketball teams traveled to Westmoreland last night, and while they played hard, all 4 teams did suffer defeat and have 0-3 records to start the season. On Monday, they'll be making the short trip across the county line, Redbone Springs, for a 4 o'clock junior varsity girls tip-off with the other 3 teams to follow. Sauna K-8 basketball, their season's well underway. Both boys' teams were in action last Saturday in Gordonsville, where the 5th and 6th grade team lost to Defeated, and the junior high team lost to Forks River. Then on Monday, the 5th and 6th grade boys, along with both junior high teams, went to Rickman, where the 5th and 6th grade boys and junior high girls lost, while the junior high boys won. Then last night in Gordonsville, the 5th and 6th grade girls and the junior high girls both lost in tournament action. At this juncture in the season, the 5th and 6th grade girls team is 0-2. The 5th and 6th grade boys team is 0-3. The junior high girls are 0-3, and the junior high boys are 2-1. The younger teams will be traveling to Redbone Springs tomorrow morning for a 10 a.m. girls tip-off, and then all 4 teams will be at home in Bobby Bartlett Gym on Tuesday against Piggott County, with the first game scheduled to start at 4:30. Clay County High School basketball. Both teams have been hitting the court hard preparing for the season. Coach Matt Walker and the ladies hosted Westmoreland yesterday in scrimmage action. Coach Edwards and his boys team will travel to Van Buren County tomorrow for a play day with several other schools. The first official action for the season is set for Monday, November the 20th, when East Robertson will invade Joe Sims Gym. Tennessee Tech football and basketball, the Golden Eagles and freshman John Hamilton on the football field jumped to 3-5 overall and 1-2 in OBC play after beating Robert Morris University in Pennsylvania last Saturday. They'll be hosting UT Martin tomorrow in their annual homecoming game in Cookeville for a 1:30 kickoff. John will be on the sideline suited out wearing his number 87 for the Golden Eagles. The Tech basketball team had another exhibition contest on Wednesday night when they traveled to Clarksville to face Austin Peay. They suffered a 43-82 defeat. Sophomore Grant Strong, though, did start the contest and played for almost 22 minutes in it. The Golden Eagles will officially kick off their slate with the season opener at Tennessee on Monday. Clay County High School fishing team recently held their inaugural fundraiser tournament this past Saturday. I don't have results for it. Perhaps look for an edition of the Del Holler Horizon to include that information. And finally, the Lubin Bears and Tyreek Key. They are 2-5 on the season after losing to Ustand last Saturday, 75-91, and then being beaten by Meshulen, 73-84 on Halloween. This Thursday, they'll travel to Lindbergh. Through 7 games this season, Tyreek Key in his inaugural professional debut, he's leading his team in scoring, averaging 23 points per game, including shooting a whopping 51.1% from three-point range. This week's Local Sports Lowdown has been brought to you by Macon Banking Trust. Try out their new Premier Checking account and find out how to make a deposit from anywhere with ease. Check your balance and much more at MaconBankingTrust.com. Macon Banking Trust, come grow with us. We'll go ahead now and shift over to the Subway Trivia Challenge, brought to you by local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, who invite Bulldog fans to come and enjoy their favorite sandwiches because fresh is what they do. The winner will receive through the mail a Horizon Sports Network sticker and a certificate for a free 6-inch Subway sandwich of their choosing at the Salina Subway location. Please text your answers to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. Remember to include your name along with your answer. So here is tonight's Subway Trivia Challenge question. It's a modern one. We went back to 1959 last week. This week, we're going back only a few years to 2020. In the opening round of the playoffs in 2020, third-year head coach Jake Johnson took his 6-4 Dogs on a massive road trip to Copper Basin, where the Black and Gold won 21-0. Sophomore utility man Alec Kerr ran one touchdown, while sophomore quarterback Keaton Arms threw two touchdown passes. Name one of the two players who caught a touchdown pass that night. If you think you know the answer to that or simply would like to make a blind guess, just send in your response to the Horizon Sports Network hotline at 931-397-9004. We'll read that trivia challenge question one more time. Greg Strong, loyal listener, and Salina High School alumni says Jimmy Burchett. That's a great guess. Jason Narhead Hamilton also guessing Jimmy Burchett. Of course, Jimmy, a sophomore along with those guys playing. He did not catch a touchdown that night from his wide receiver position, though. We'll go ahead and read that question one more time. Another guest comes in from Dana Overstreet Smith. She says Joseph Markham. She says Jacob, but I think she meant Joseph. Incorrect on that one. Another great guess. Hannah Bowles guesses Jeff Spivey. That's also incorrect. That question, one more time, was in the opening round of the playoffs in 2020. Third-year head coach Jake Johnson took his 6-4 Dogs on a massive road trip to Copper Basin, where the Black and Gold won 21-0. Sophomore utility man Alec Kerr ran one touchdown, while sophomore quarterback Keaton Arms threw two touchdown passes. Name one of the two players who caught a touchdown pass that night. We have a correct answer. Another guess that came in of Jacob Burnett. That's a good guess, but incorrect. The correct answer that we've received is from Jason Narhead Hamilton. He says Bryson Burchett, and that is correct. Bryson, one of the two players that night who caught one of Keaton's touchdown passes. The other one, starting tailback Carson Sharp, who took a screen pass in. That's a tough one. I sent that one in to Coach Johnson earlier on text, and he had to think for a minute before he got it right himself. So congratulations to Jason Hamilton. He needs to watch the mail for his free sub certificate and Horizon Sports Network sticker, courtesy of Subway and local owners Greg and Melissa Brannon, whose sandwich artists are ready to take your order in person, online, or in the Subway app every day until 9 p.m. Eat fresh and refresh at Subway on the bypass in Salina. Thomas, we have a ball game here at John Teeples Field here at the half, 18-13, Clay County leading it by 5. Fortunately, the black, purple, and gold do receive this opening kickoff, but look for Shell Creek perhaps to try on sides again to try to regain control of this game.
Yeah, and Clay County, as you know, had things clicking on offense. They've got 227 yards here at the break of total offense, Daniel, and scored three touchdowns in the first half. And who's going to have to keep that rolling on the opening possession of the second half to try to get up on Sail Creek by two scores, and that could change the complexion of this game.
Thomas, you talked about it earlier. We'll talk about it one more time. Very thankful to Macon Trust and that for carrying the live video feed, providing that for everybody. Once you get into these TWSWA playoffs, they charge a pretty hefty fee to have live stream video coverage. You can do audio for free, but we know that our followers enjoy that video feed, and thankful to those guys for picking that up. Of course, we had five different sponsors all through the postseason last year that did that same thing, so thankful to all them, and especially tonight to Macon Trust.
Yeah, thankful for all of our sponsors, of course, here on the Horizon Sports Network. But you're right, we wouldn't have video tonight live on our Facebook page without Macon Trust Company. We had Curtis Collins on earlier in the pregame show talking about the local bank here, and we really appreciate them stepping up as they have throughout the years for all of the Clay County schools and the community, Daniel.
Absolutely. It is almost time for second half action to get going here in this elimination contest. Sail Creek came into Salina tonight, a 7-3 record on the season. We have seen why they have a good winning record. They've been a tough team. Of course, Clay County entered the night with a 6-4 record. We chronicled how Sail Creek got here. In case you're not familiar, Clay County got here through the regular season. They opened up with two losses on the road at York, 0-26, then lost to Westmoreland at home, 6-13, before winning six straight, 47-7 over Jackson County, 35-13 over Monterey, 48-35 over Portland, 34-20 over Monroe County, Kentucky, 25-6 over Joe Burns, 49-16 over Redbone Springs, and then ended the season with two tough losses on the road at the Creek Bank, 14-42 to Trousdale County, and then that heartbreaking double overtime loss last week, 41-42. So a hard-fought 6-4 record for this dog team entering postseason action.
Yeah, and they're looking at this as a whole new season, Daniel, and I think we've seen that fire and that drive behind them coming off that loss from Gordesville. Came out in the first half and really had things going, and then Sail Creek kind of muddled it up. We knew they were a good team coming in, and it's now 18-13 to start the second half, and Clay County's receiving the football.
Folks, we'll bring you that Cumberland Exterior scoreboard update when time allows here during this third quarter. This third quarter is now underway. A high booming kickoff fielded by Adams around the 16-yard line. Here comes Nolan with it. A nice return. Full burst of speed. 40 up to the 45. Going to be brought down by about four different Panthers, but a nice return by sophomore skill player Nolan Adams to give this black and gold offense a good start here in the second half. 18-13 the lead for the Dogs. They try to extend it to a two-possession lead here on this drive.
I'm going to have a flag on that return, too, also against Sail Creek, I think, Daniel. It's going to make the field position even better for Clay County.
Any idea what it was?
I don't. Maybe some frivolous activity after the fact. We're seeing 15 yards marked off, Daniel.
Personal foul face mask, the call against the Panthers. That's going to help the Clay County calls even more, moving the football all the way up to the Panther 39, where the Dogs take over with their best field position of the night to start a drive. Weston Burble to the right. A tight end and two wide to the left. Nate in the gun. Give to Soto. Aiden with it. Somehow evaded a couple Panthers. I lost sight of him. Broke first contact. Had a nice run off the right side behind freshman Roland Holloway over there at right tackle. Advanced the football up to the Panther 33-yard line for a gain of six, making it second and four.
Yeah, Clay County with the tempo, too, Daniel. You know, back to line quickly.
Another give to Soto on second and four. Going to be gobbled up and dropped for a loss this time. Had two different Panthers on him before he could even get going.
Yeah, just the penetration of Sail Creek right there in the backfield as Soto is dropped for a loss.
Loses one on the carry. Retreating the football to the Panther 35. Four down territory here, as long as you don't go backwards. Can't afford a loss here on third and a long five. It looks more like third and six, but based on the lines we called, it's third and a long five. Two wide to the left. tight end and a wide to the right. Soto at the left hip. Here's the snap. Nate to throw. Releases down the sideline for Birdwell. Nearly intercepted by a defensive back. That Panther, I believe, was number 11, Luke Cecil. The 5'11", 170-pound junior. So very fortunate at this point. Two different Adams passes that went into the hands of Panthers. They simply couldn't catch them, though, for the interception.
Yeah, and the pressure of Shell Creek kind of messing that one up for Adams. We got a flag on the play, Daniel.
Holding against Clay County.
I have to think Shell Creek will probably accept this one because you know Clay County was going to go on fourth.
Yeah, from that spot. But now it's backed up. Going to replay this third down. After the 10-yard penalty, the ball sits at the Panther 45. So thus far, Clay County not able to capitalize on this good field position. Third and 15 or so from the Panther 45. Nate in the gun right on that midfield logo. Sets up the screen pass for Soto. He has it. 50, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, and brought down. Aiden Soto with good blocking from that offensive line and his teammates on the receiver positions has a big game.
Yeah, just a great call right there on the screen from Coach Maynard, Daniel, and Soto. When he gets the ball in space, he can really turn on the jets.
From the 45 all the way up to the 11, 34-yard gain on that hookup. So first and 10 from the Panther 11. Dogs can't get a fresh set of downs at the 1. Three wide into the short side of the field. Tight end right. Adams in motion, left to right. Fake to him, get to Soto on the counter. Breaks one tackle. Tries to get away from a second man. Can't do it. He's going to be brought down. Aiden Soto running, giving everything he's got tonight. Kept those feet moving, Thomas. Simply couldn't break the grasp of the two Panthers.
Yeah, Soto, 8 carries, 55 yards in the first half, Daniel, and already getting off to a good start here in the second.
Loss of 1 on the play. Makes it 2nd and 11. 9:23 and ticking. Third quarter. Clay County leading by 5, 18-13. Winner of this contest will move on to the second round where they'll face the winner of the South Pittsburgh Pirate, Joe Burns Red Devils contest. A tight end and two wide to the left. A tight end right. Give to Soto. Tries the left side of the line. Gains back the 1 yard he lost on the prior play. Going to set up 3rd and 10 from the 11. Now a personal foul is going to come out. The question is which team lost their cool. This is after the play. It's a dead ball foul. Somebody is going to get the personal foul here. And it's against the Panthers. Good job by Clay County of not taking the bait. Unsportsmanlike conduct, a non-contact foul, going to be assessed here. I guess it's half the distance to go. It was from the 11. They march it up and set it at the 5.5. Well, we don't deal in half yards. We're going to call it the 5. And the down will remain 2nd, according to the down marker across the way. Second and 5, we'll say, or 3rd. It was a dead ball foul.
Where's the ball?
3rd and 5 from the 5. We can't call it that, though. Yeah, we're going to have to call it
3rd and 4
from the 5.
Yeah.
We can get a 1st down at the 1. Ball sits just a few inches off of the 5-yard line.
Let's call it the 6, I guess.
I guess. We'll call it the 6. It's beyond it, but for practical purposes, we'll call it the 6. Nate in the gun. Keeper. Up to the 5, brought down. Little to no gain on the carry. We faked the jet sweep to Nolan. Defense stayed home off the backside, and Nate had nowhere to go. 7th play of this dog drive coming, and it's a big one because it's 4th down. Dogs can't get a 1st at the 1. Ball now sets at the 4-yard line. So a gain of 2 makes it 4th and a long 3 here from the 4. 8:08 and ticking. Play clock at 15. Personnel change, going three wide. Waylon Cherry checks in, Hayden McGee checks out. Play clock at 7. Dogs walk from the huddle. They're going to have to hurry. Play clock at 3, 2, 1. Play clock at 0. Is a timeout taken? It is.
Coach Lane.
John, you have scores? If so, we'll stay on here and get a Cumberland Exterior scoreboard update.
You got it, Daniel. Powell 42, Tennessee 14 in the fourth quarter. York leads Eagleton 47-0 at halftime. Stone ahead of Hickson 34-14 in the fourth. Red Bank ahead of DeKalb County 24-0 in the fourth. Smith County leads Forest 33-0. South Pittsburgh leads Joe Burns 42-0 in the third. Whitwell over RBS 28-0 in the first quarter. Fayetteville 19, Monterey 14 in the third quarter. Macon County leads Loudoun 34-0 in the second. Upperman 28, East Ridge 0 at the half. Stewart's Creek 14, Ravenwood 7 also at the half. And Westmoreland down 14-0 to Marion County. This halftime scoreboard update brought to you by Cumberland Exteriors, offering you windows, doors, siding, roof metal, and more. They're the folks you can trust to protect your home from the elements.
Dogs with it, 4th and 3 from the Panther 4. They can get a first at the 1. Ball sits on the near side hash, 7:49 mark, third quarter. Dogs up 18-13. Nate in the gun. Here's the snap. Fake to Soto. Noah, give to Soto. Where's it at? I lost it. We did not get the first. Who ended up with the football?
I think it was Nolan on the inside, Daniel.
That little counter play that we scored on in the second overtime against Gordon's last week, I did the same thing. They executed so well, I lose the football. Panthers did not lose the football. Little to no gain, Thomas.
Yeah, Nolan getting up kind of gimpy there.
Panthers will take over at the 5, so a loss of 1 on the play. So Clay County chews up conk but gets no points here to open the third quarter, and now the Panthers with a chance to come down and take a lead. 7:46 mark, third quarter as they take over. Dogs do lead 18-13. 95-yard field in front of the Panther offense. Escobar under center, handoff yields nothing for the running back. Good dog defense, maybe a 1-yard gain at best. Low man on the pile, getting up last, was Austin Anderson.
The first time we called Anderson's name here tonight, Daniel, but what a senior season he has, especially of late. Big performance down at Trousdale County.
EDS top performer. Yeah.
Played really well for Clay County. We talked about the senior Parker Smith, but Anderson, another one of those seniors playing well for this Clay County defense.
Second and 9. Panthers have 3 wide to the right, 1 to the left. Escobar in the shotgun standing at the Panther 1-yard line. Hopefully a bad snap could cause chaos here. The snap's clean. Quick screen thrown, incomplete. Weston Bird will, with a good intuition there, got up there and disrupted that ball. 3rd and 9.
Yeah, had some pressure in Escobar's face, too, to try to make him, you know, he had to get that one out quick, too. As Clay County is showing some life here on defense in the second half. Big third down right here. Got to get Shell Creek off the field, Daniel.
Take it away. Get a score. Get some breathing room. And put this thing to rest here down the stretch. Panthers break huddle. 2-back set behind Escobar, who's under center. 3rd and 9. Here's the snap. Escobar to throw. Under pressure. Rolls left. Has yardage. Going to be brought down, though, short of the sticks. Dog defense gets the job done. Stop made by Worm Smith.
I think you're right.
Worm playing that inside linebacker alongside his teammate Reese Adams.
It was Anderson with the pressure off the edge right there to make Escobar scramble, Daniel. He almost had him close to that goal line.
From the 6, the play advanced up to the 12, where it's 4th and 2, and the Panthers are on the punt. Punter standing in his own end zone. Dangerous place to be. Panthers trying to use up all the play clock they can here. Now they snap. The punt's away. Wobbly kick, fielded by Nolan at the 44. Fair catch made. So once again, Clay County with good field position. Last time they took over the Sail Creek 39. This time they'll do it from around the same spot. With 5:55 to go here in this third quarter, Dogs with this five-point lead, 18-13. Second try offensively for the Black, Purple, and Gold squad. Tom, it's going to start at the Sail Creek 44.
Yeah, Clay County had something going on that last possession. Got all the way down inside their own five-yard line and then turned it over on downs. Just a missed opportunity for the Dogs to kind of put some distance between them and the Panthers early in the second half, and now they have that chance again.
Clay County breaks huddle. Weston Burville ISO'd up to the left. Noah Adams in motion comes to join him. Pre-snap penalty going to offensively go against Clay County.
This is
false start.
Illegal motion kind of thing where one man didn't get set before the other one started moving again.
It's happened a lot this year, hasn't it? Loss of five, first and 15. Ball now retreated 1 yard from midfield in the 49. Dog's going to try it again. Tight end and two wide to the right. Weston Burville, the single receiver nearest us, right at midfield, lined up. Soto at the left hip. Nolan in motion right to left. Makes it a 2-by-2. Pass play set up. Quick release to Burville. Nate just misfires there. Threw it in the ground right in front of Weston. Incomplete. Nate opened up this game so crisp, and we've misfired on a few down the stretch here.
Yeah, I think you've got to credit a lot of that to this Sail Creek defensive front. They're getting some pressure in Adams' face, and he feels a little uncomfortable back there. We saw him kind of rush that one on the edge because he had the big defensive end coming off the edge in his face, Daniel.
And let's be honest, too. The conditions aren't frigid, but this is the coldest game we played, and that's got to have some effect as well. Here we go. Hook up with Reese Adams from the tight end position. In the flat on the far side, he pushes forward. Hard to bring down is the sophomore. Plows his way up to the Sail Creek 39.
Probably an extra 5 yards there. Just Reese the Beast just carrying people.
I like that. So a gain of essentially 10 from the 49 up to the 39. Single tight end set here. Home third and mid-range for Coach Lamb and Coach Maynard in this Clay County offense. 5:15 and ticking third quarter. Four down territory for the Dogs here. Third and five. Nolan Adams ISO'd up to the left. Nate looking to the sideline. Now starts to execute. Pass away. High and wide of the mark. Once again, should have been intercepted by Justin Griffin, the third Panther to drop a Clay County pass tonight. Very fortunate that we've not thrown three interceptions.
Yeah, and again, I think it's the edge. You know, Sail Creek's bringing the house. You're seeing them walk up on the outside, and the pressure, John, made Nate get rid of that one a little quicker than he wanted to, and just didn't get a look at it, didn't have his feet set, and wasn't able to throw a good ball to his brother Nolan on the outside.
It's got him unsettled just a little bit to where he's just a little on edge and not real comfortable when he's throwing.
Clay County in punt formation, going to punt it away from their Sail Creek 39. A high kick is not going to have much of a net. Panthers are going to be the winners on this exchange. Clay County was fourth and five from the Panther 39, decided to play field position, and it kind of backfires. A rare misfire punt by Nate. He's so good at that position usually. Panthers are going to get the spot.
An odd snap there that kind of floated higher than normal, and it made Nate kind of rush. I think that's what caused the missed kick.
Yeah, you know, if you're Sail Creek, you're happy with where you're at. Still a five-point game. They're just down 18-13, 4:47 left here in the third quarter, and, you know, this is not what Clay County needs to see happening either.
This Clay County crowd's got to get behind the Dogs, breathe some life into them here. Escobar, keeper on first down. Dog defense pretty unforgiving there, about 1 yard to gain. 4:39 on this clock as Sail Creek takes over for their second possession. Dogs do have that 18-13 lead that they have fortunately hung on to at this point. Sail Creek with an opportunity to reclaim the lead. This one started from the Sail Creek 31, so only a net of 8 on that last punt.
Maurice Adams with his 5th stop of the night right there on that run by Sail Creek.
Second 9, Escobar in the gun. Here's the snap, quick release. Ball's caught by Higgins in the flat. Good open field tackle made, though, by Nate Adams.
Yeah, great job by Nate breaking down there and making contact, and then he had help from Aiden Soto, who finished him off, Daniel.
Parker Smith also hustling out from his defensive tackle position. He's played well tonight. Ball sets at the Panther 33, near side hash to us, 3rd and 8. Escobar going to be going to the air here. Hopefully we can create some pressure, force an air pass, and maybe get a takeaway. Wide out either way. Escobar in the gun, 3rd and 8. Releases. Has a man. Well covered, though. No flags come out. Lance Burchett. Shut down coverage over there. Now the Panthers go 3 and out, and are going to have to punt away.
Yeah, great job by Lance Burchett in the hip pocket of the Panther receiver, and then Nolan Adams over the top from that safety position right there as Clay County forces the 3 and out, Daniel. And, you know, that's the recipe here against this Panther offense. Get them in that 3rd and long situation. Make them throw the ball, and we see them coming off the field, and Clay County getting the ball back in their hands. And, you know, right there to end the first half, Daniel, we saw Sail Creek do what they want to do by running the football, pick up multiple first downs, and getting into the end zone.
Panthers get the punt away. Fair catch called for by Nolan Adams. Dogs going to take over around their own 40. Need a score here. Need to drive down, take a 2-possession lead in this contest. 3:06 mark of the third quarter. 18-13, Dogs up by 5. Third possession of this second half. So far, the Clay County offense in the second half has yet to generate anything, even a first down, I think.
Picked up a first down on the big play by Aiden Soto on the screen pass, about a 34-yarder, Daniel. And then, after that, we were aided by a penalty that got us down inside the 10-yard line, turned it over on down.
Yeah, that's right. Dogs take over at their own 41, 9 yards from midfield. Screen pass set up out here to Nolan Adams. Nolan with it, has some blocking, reverses field, ends up losing a little bit of ground. Good tackle there by number 5, Alex Walgast, the senior linebacker for the Panthers. Still got some forward progress, good positive yardage there. Play started at the 41, and now they place it down at the 44. So, again, a 3 makes it 2nd and 7. .230 and ticking. Dogs break Cuddle. Going to play Weston Birdwell to the right along with tight end Reese Adams. Nolan set up his wing left. Soto at the right hip and 8 in the gun. Fake the jet, give the Soto on the counter. Big play, 50, 45, 40, and brought down. Good job on the offensive line. Good vision by Soto.
Yeah, it was just perfect execution. You saw the action of Nolan coming in underneath on the jet. And then just a great kick-out block by the senior Browning on the left tackle and just blew the hole open for Soto. And we see the speed. He just gets better with every game. The vision and speed of Aiden Soto right there for the big game.
15-yard carry up to the Panther 39. Give to Soto again. Breaks one tackle. Here he goes. 35, 30. Lowers the shoulder. Cram. Gets all the way down to the 25. Another first down run by Aiden Soto.
I think you're seeing the Clay County offensive line starting to be able to lean on that Sail Creek defense. Chunk yard plays, kind of like in the first half when Clay County was moving down the field at a good regular pace.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exactly what we need to see right here. Minute 20 and ticking, 1st and 10 here in the third quarter. Dogs threatening, trying to go up by 2 possessions, currently 18-13, a 5-point lead. 3 wide to the left, tight end right, Soto at the right hip. Here's the snap, fake the jet, get the Soto on the counter, up to the 20, 15, 10, brought down. Another first down run made to Soto. And like you said, John, Clay County's offensive line really winning on this drive.
Roland Holloway on the left, on the right side, kind of sealing that, letting Soto come back to the left side. Chunk plays.
First and goal from the 7. 40 seconds and ticking on this third quarter clock. Two tight set. McGee to the right. Adams to the left. Nolan Adams and Weston Bird will also left. Give to Soto. Aiden off left side. Breaks one tackle. Keeps his feet moving. Look here. Can we get help pushing? His forward progress gets him up to the 3 where they'll spot him. Good hard run by Soto. Pretty good lower body strength by Soto. He's not a huge guy, but Johnny pushed that pile all the way down to the 3.
Yeah, come up limping just a little bit back to the huddle. Hopefully he's all right.
Third quarter ends right there. Clay County with his second goal, threatening to score from the 3-yard line. They have a 5-point lead, 18-13. We've got 12 minutes to decide who's going on to the second round and who's going home.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So, Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football, presented by Clay Power Sports, with video provided by Macon Bank and Trust, where Clay County leads Sail Creek after a scoreless third quarter, 18-13, headed into the fourth period here. Here's your Bulldog stat summary, brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee. Aiden Soto, the workhorse tonight. 16 carries, 110 yards already, and a touchdown for Clay County. Nate Adams is 12 for 22 for 204 yards and 2 touchdowns. Leading receiver so far, Weston Burwell. He had 5 catches for 69 yards, all coming in the first half. Defensively, Clay County's being led by Reese Adams, 5 tackles. Aiden Soto, Parker Smith still with 4 in the contest. Big numbers for the Clay County offense so far. This Bulldog stat summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee in Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build.
Second and goal from the 4. Adams, quarterback keeper off left side, spins, going to be hit by a Panther and brought down. Not a lot of room over there. Sail Creek's done a good job with the quarterback run tonight. Nate's been able to hurt most opponents with it. Clearly, Sail Creek doing their film study on that. I see no gain on the play. Third and goal from what I'm going to call the 4 based on the side judge's positioning. Two plays to pick up 12 feet here and take a 2-possession lead. Student body right coming, got a quad set. Soto at the left hip, going to give to him. He'll run behind this bunch, and he's blown up for a big loss. Sail Creek once again doing their film study. Each time this year Clay County gets in that set, we are coming behind it. Usually it's a quarterback keeper by Nate. We try Soto there, but he had no chance. The Panthers blowing it up all the way back to the 8-yard line. Fourth and goal, guys, from the 8.
Yeah, just a great play by that St. Panther defense. I've been really impressed with them. The front they've got, the defensive ends off the edges, and that's what you saw right there, Daniel.
8th play of this dog drive coming.
We've seen Sail Creek shuffle players back and forth on that defensive line. They may be keeping fresh players in.
It could be.
Or situational players.
Very well could be. Timeout going to be taken here. By Clay County, we'll take it with them. 10:32 left in this fourth quarter. 18-13 the lead for Clay County. Fourth and goal when we return.
With Twin Lakes Future Proof Fiber Network, experience the gig difference.
With up to 10,000 megabits per second, everything is different. Connect as many devices as you'd like and stream videos without buffering. Music and photos fly, gaming gets real, and nobody's left hanging. That's the gig difference with Twin Lakes. Call or visit us online at twinlakes.net. Get your gig today.
Across our communities, Macon Bank and Trust Company is here for you. We stand firm behind your investments, and we continue to be a strong supporter of our local schools. Macon Bank and Trust Company, a proud sponsor of our youth athletes, your hometown community bank since 1919. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Back here live, fourth and goal coming. Two wide to the left. Tight end and wide to the right. Nate the throw. Releases. Corner to the end zone for Lance Burchett. Touchdown, Clay Carey. Touchdown, Lance Burchett. A beautiful pass. A beautiful catch. Burchett with his first reception of the night, and it's a good one. Clay County 24, Sail Creek 13.
The difference there, Nate had time to stop, set his feet, gather himself, threw a great ball to the pylon, just one-on-one on the outside. Lance Burchett against the defender. You know who's going to win that one.
Haven't seen Lance used a lot tonight offensively. Yeah, he's played defensively on that. Once again, coming back last week from a very bad fracture of his radius and ulna back during the preseason. Broke around the wrist, also broke up higher to the elbow as well.
It's a pretty quick return, isn't
it? Oh, it has been. Two-point play, pass, no good. Into the hands of a Panther. Nolan Adams turned into a defender, kept him from intercepting it. Play does fail. More importantly, though, finally, a two-possession lead for Clay County. They lead by 11, 24-13. 10:26 remains.
Solana Health and Rehabilitation Center has been providing skilled nursing care and rehab services here in Solana for over 40 years. We serve Southern Kentucky and area Tennessee counties, including Clay, Jackson, Overton, and Macon. This is Activities Director Corey Barlow reminding you it is our goal for you and your loved one to receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Give us a call at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SolanaHealthAndRehab.com.
Welcome back to Horizon Sports Network coverage of Clay County Bulldog football presented by Clay Power Sports with live video provided by Macon Bank and Trust, where Clay County now leads Sail Creek 24-13 with 10:26 left here in the ballgame. Here's your dog drive summary brought to you by Eco Panels Tennessee. Clay County just completed a 59-yard drive on 8 plays in 4 minutes and 40 seconds. Aiden Soto just racking up the yardage, multiple 15, 14, 18-yard run, and then the payoff at the end, Nate Adams to Lance Burchett for an 8-yard touchdown pass. As Clay County goes up by 2 scores. This dog drive summary has been brought to you by Eco Panels of Tennessee and Hermitage Springs. Find out how to lower your utility bills forever by building a stronger, safer, more economical, and more sustainable home at EcoPanelsOfTN.com. Eco Panels of Tennessee, simply a better way to build, Daniel.
Worm Smith recording the special team stop. Sail Creek takes over for their third possession here of the second half, 10:20 remaining. In this contest, Clay County with a two-possession, 11-point lead, 24-13. Remember, one of the scores Sail Creek has was a defensive touchdown earlier. Their offense has only generated one score tonight. Three wide to the right, Escobar to throw. Going to be caught on the quick screen. Tackle pretty much immediately made. Minimal yardage. Parker Smith once again hustling out there. I know other dogs were involved, but chalk it up to the defensive tackle.
Yeah, inside out from Parker Smith right there, and he punished that receiver, Daniel. We've talked about Smith throughout the season, and I tell you what, he's become just a true bulldog here for Clay County, especially in his senior season.
He has, and we mentioned it earlier with senior Weston Burville. These 12 seniors playing in realistically what's the last game on this field, because the way the bracket's set up this year, unless Joe Burns beats South Pitt tonight, and that's not happening. Hold going to be called. I won't even call the rest of the play. Reese Adams doing a nice job bringing it down, but no tackle going to be called here.
Another senior, Austin Anderson, off the edge right there, Daniel, and, you know, causing that holding call. He would have had a quarterback sack without it, and, you know, Clay County's going to accept it, you think?
Of course, as was mentioned last year, the bracket was in our favor. We're an even region, Region 4, in an even year, 2022. We had home field throughout. Just one of those dream years, everything fell in place. This year, starting with the third round and beyond, you have to travel. Hole being assessed against the Panthers on this play here. But, we can still go to the state title game this year. However, we would be on the road in the second, third, and fourth rounds.
Yeah, and that's, like you said, every other year it happens. And, Clay County fortunately had it in their favor last season, which was huge towards that state runner-up run.
After the holding penalty, the ball's been retreated to the Panther 36-yard line. We're at second and around 18 to go. Escobar in the gun, has time, now under pressure, evades the rush, gets back to the line of scrimmage. Boy, he's done a good job of, he's not had huge runs off of it, but he's avoided some sacks tonight with his fleetness of foot.
Yeah, he's elusive, there's no doubt about it, as Reese Adams shows his speed to track down Escobar over on the sideline for Clay County. And this is a situation we talked about coming into this one, getting Sell Creek and third and longs, Daniel. And that's where they have the Panthers back up to.
Look for Nate Adams here to come up with another pick. He has one on the night already. Panthers, third and about 16 from their own 37-yard line. Escobar in the gun, 8:40 and ticking in this fourth quarter. Dogs up by 11. Escobar to throw, double move set up, nowhere to go. Now chucks it. Incomplete into the Panther sideline.
Yeah, Nate Mayberry back there with the pressure, Daniel, along with several of his teammates, as Escobar just had nowhere to go with it, had to get rid of it. Going to force a punt, you would think.
Yeah, they're going to punt here because of field position, but time's getting short. 8:30 left in this elimination game. You're trailing by 11. You almost have to go here, but the down and distance, fourth and about 16, just not favorable. You got to kick and hope, if you're the Panthers, hope you get a defensive stop. Punts away. Soto almost back there to block it. It hits. Adams tracks it down, picks it up at the 33, up to the 40, hit by a couple Panthers. Suplex down. Everybody, shouts out on those tackles. They want penalties. It's just not a penalty. It's unorthodox, and it looks violent, but it is allowed to grab a man and pick him up off the ground and slam him down.
Yeah, I mean, it's just how he's getting him to the ground. That's what a tackle is defined as, Daniel.
Coach Lamb coming down to protect his guys, as he should, just to remind the officials, hey, that's a little rough, guys. Leighton Brown checking in here. So Clay County taking over fourth offensive possession of this second half, 8:19 on the clock as they do it. Ball's sitting at the Clay County 44-yard line, a 56-yard field in front of them.
Aiden Soto shaking up on that punt, I think, Daniel.
Yeah, over on the sideline getting some assistance from Reagan Lamb under his own power, though. Weston Birdwell to the left along with Nolan Adams. Brown at the left tip of Nate Adams. Give to Leighton. He's hitting the backfield and can't get away from the Panthers. Once again, senior Leighton Brown, no chance there. A hit as soon as he got the ball from Adams, a breakdown on the left side of the offensive line.
Yeah, I think it's, again, Sell Creek just selling out up the middle and off the edges. They're bringing their linebackers, John, and it's paying dividends at times.
Loss of four. Backs it up to the Clay County 40. Second and 14. Clay County content to play slow here, two time. 7:40 and ticking. Weston and Nolan to the left. Reese to the right, Hayden McGee also tied in left. Fake the jet, get the counter to Brown, gets back up to the line of scrimmage and brought down.
Yeah, the senior Leighton Brown coming in at a big moment, ticking down here under 8 minutes. This is where you need that closure. You need Aiden Soto in this contest to try to milk some of this clock. And the offensive line just not giving Brown a whole lot of shot to do it here.
Yeah, no fault of his here. He's been hit pretty immediately both times he's had the ball handed to him. No gain that time. Third and 14. Waylon Cherry checking in. Hayden McGee checking out. Going to have the three wide personnel. 10 seconds on the play clock. Dogs will have to hustle here. Nolan comes right along with Weston. Whalen goes to the left. Reese tied into the left. Play clock at one. Here's the snap. Nate with it. Rolls right. Dumps back left. Screen pass set up for Reese Adams. Tight end screen. There's Danny Moore. Here he goes. Down the sideline. Could it be? 30, 20. Run out of bounds. Reese Adams on the tight end screen. First time we've seen that one dialed up this year. What about the savvy veteran, Jimmy Maynard?
Yeah, this is a great call by Coach Maynard right there. Saw Shell Creek kind of teeing off on us right there, and Nate baited him in, dumped it off to Reese Adams. And let me tell you something. We talk about his physicality, but what about the speed of Reese Adams down the sideline?
Look sharp, down to the 18 inside the red zone. So we're looking at 32 plus 10, a 42-yard gain from the Clay County 40 all the way down to the Shell Creek 18, first and 10. Halfway through this fourth quarter right now, 6 minutes and ticking on the clock. Give to Brown again. Brown this time with some room. Off right side, positive play for senior Leighton Brown, advancing down to the nine. Nice first down gain from the 18 to the nine. Pick up a nine, make it second one.
Good to see him clear him a lane on that play after he came in a tough spot, got smacked in the mouth earlier in this drive. He got a good gain on that run.
Soto still receiving attention on the sideline. I can't see what exactly they're looking at on him. Two wide right, one to the left. Tight end somewhere in the mix. Nate in the gun. Letting the play clock tick down. Snaps it with five to go. Hand off to Layton. He runs hard off right side. Not a lot of room that time. And a flag comes out. This is going to be a dead ball foul. Once again, I hope it's against the Panthers. We saw them getting unsportsmanlike earlier. Parker Smith's helmet comes off for the third time tonight. Watching the white hat. Personal foul. Face mask against the defense. Now, if Parker was the person who had hands to the face, he should be able to stay on the field even though his helmet come off.
I think that's what he was trying to tell the white hat, but it didn't happen.
No, he got sent off, so the foul is against Shell Creek, and this will be a first down here.
Brown
after the penalty yardage. We'll say no gain on the carry to Brown. Now we're going to have a first down after the penalty marches the football up to the five. I was waiting for Parker to confirm it over the PA. He's got a little better view. Caden Strong comes in, as he has before, to spell Parker Smith on this play. Dogs for the chance to put this one on ice here. 4:55 and ticking. They lead by 11, threatening to score again. Weston and Owen to the right. Reese and Whalen to the left. Brown at the right hip. Quick screen set up. Nolan with it. Touchdown. The Adams brothers do it one more time. And here flags come out late. Once again, I think you see Shell Creek probably being called here, John, for the unsportsmanlike penalties. Very frustrating when you feel like you're playing your last game of the season on the road and it's not going your way.
Yeah, nobody likes that, being in a spot where you're kind of out of the game, you know, and you get scored on you. I saw Nolan look back at the guys. I hope they're not calling it on him for something he said to them.
There were two that came out unsportsmanlike against Clay County.
I was afraid that's what happened.
He
was kind of letting them know he scored a touchdown.
Well, I'll have to say inexcusable there then. By Nolan, you can't do that kind of stuff, especially not in a big game. Now, the Panthers certainly are going to be frustrated down these last 4:41 of the game clock. What our guys have to do, since we will be playing next week, make sure you don't engage with them. Don't do something foolish and compromise your trip to South Pitt next week. Dogs up 30-13 here, 4:41 remaining. Reese Adams on for the PAT. Clay County has not kicked yet tonight on an extra point. It's been two-point plays from the get-go.
Not sure what the delay is here, Dan.
No, me either. Finally time, though. Nate Adams to hold, Reese Adams to kick. Snap, set, kicks away. It's a beauty. 31-13, 4:41 left here. First round of the playoffs. Clay County looking good to move on.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together, one project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Live video provided tonight by Macon Trust. Dogs have took a commanding 31-13 lead. 18 points the difference right now, guys. Three possession contest.
Yeah, here in the fourth quarter, two.
Ball's loose on the kickoff, and it's in the Clay County Bulldogs' hands. Aiden Soto, back healthy off the sideline, coming up with a big play. Pour it on them here. One more.
Yeah, great job by the kicker out there and Soto hustling downfield. But when I was trying to get out, two fourth-quarter touchdowns here for Clay County and kind of put this one on ice, John. After we had a little back and forth in the third, Clay County letting the Panthers hang around.
It was a little nervous time there in the third. Clay County spent most of the third quarter in the red zone. Wasn't able to really convert, but now we see them kind of go ahead and take that lead.
Taking over directly on midfield, first and 10.
The Sail Creek player, Alex Ballgast, you know, fielded the ball and headed upfield before he fumbled it on that last play.
Adams in the gun. Head off to Brown. Big run. Look at Layton Brown go. 20. 15. Still on his feet. Fell down. Huge 35-yard run by Layton Brown. Maybe a 36 or 37, depending on the spot. Started at the 50 all the way inside the red zone. Down to the Clay County 13. You see the freshness and the burst of speed. Soto, the more physical runner, Brown just as quick.
Great run by the senior running back right there. Got into the middle in the open field. Even made a cut to the sideline. Nice run.
Clock ticking here, under 4 minutes to play. Clay County probably going to let this play clock tick on down a little bit before they snap. Verbal wide, wide, wide to the right. Give to Brown again off right side. Positive yardage. Advances up to around the 5. A little short of it, I suppose. Hard to see the white yard lines on this Frost Hill Brown field. It looks like they spot him at the 8. Where did it start from?
13.
Yeah, gain of 5, second and 5. Down marker across the way concurs. Thomas, we mentioned a crew came in and painted last night. Matt Adams, Tyler Walker, T.J. Burble was here for a little bit. Jeff Eads came through, Caleb Burnett. Of course, me and you. Am I forgetting somebody?
I think you named them all, man.
Yeah, it's cold out, so it's good to have all those hands on deck. Field looks good. Second and 5. Give to Brown again.
Yeah.
Late Brown, touchdown! Touchdown, Clay County. Touchdown, Bulldogs. And Leighton Brown picks up his second rushing touchdown of the season. He came into the game 31 carries for 153 yards, averaging right at 5 yards a carry. And he's looked good here in the fourth quarter of this one. You said we needed a closer, Thomas. Well, Leighton Brown's took care of that on this drive.
He has, and always been capable of it. You know, we see Soto come in and just really take Clay County by storm and gain the starting position. But, you know, Leighton Brown's been standing ready all season long. When he's come in the contest,
He's played well, he's played solid, and now he's getting the payoff by getting in the end zone.
Reese Adams getting the payoff of 1 point on the extra point kick. 2:50 remaining in this one. It's all dogs, 38-13.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Back here live, Bulldog football being presented by Clay Power Sports. Live video provided by Megan Trust. John, it's 38-13. Dogs with a big lead.
Yeah, great run by Brown, but I want to make sure that these folks know and give credit to that right side of the line. I watched them just pin those defenders back. Number 55, Colton Brown, and number 72, Roland Holloway. They just smashed that side, and Brown just trotted right into the end zone.
Here's the good news there. Brown, a sophomore, Holloway, a freshman. Those guys are going to be back for multiple years, already playing well. Here's the kick by Jennings, fielded by Panther.
Oh,
talk about a head of steam. He's down the sideline, could go the distance. Nolan Adams shoves him out of bounds. No, he never went out of bounds. Finally, Nate Adams with the tackle. And just like that, the Panther return man quietens this Clay County crowd, who was quite boisterous. I don't think the game's been threatened here or nothing. You've got this big 25-point lead, but what a play.
Yeah, it was. Was that number nine, Evan Higgins?
Higgins
been
okay.
There, kind of their main guy all night long. He lines up at quarterback sometimes when they want to run it. And
Higgins is explosive. You see those legs turning, and it turns into acceleration and speed.
Not a real big player, but he's got speed.
First and 10 from the Clay County 13. Panthers with it, looking to score. Higgins on the keeper. Into the heart of the defense, and there he goes. Touchdown, Panthers. Just like that. Talk about a quick answer. Fortunately, Clay County had a 25-point lead. It's no longer there. 38-19, the difference right now. A differential of 19 points. But even with a two-point play here, still a three-possession game, even if they draw within 17.
Yeah, it is. You can see this, the Sell Creek team, you know, there's no laying down for the Panthers. As Higgins with just an explosive return and then takes a snap and punches it in the end zone, and they're going to go for two.
Two-point play coming. Escobar back at quarterback. He's under center. Two backs sit behind him. Here's the snap. Get to the back. Probably Higgins on the carry. Going to be stopped short from my vantage point, waiting for the signal. Official says no good. 2 point. Oh, and here's a flag. This is what I'm talking about. You can't do this nonsense in the game. We've got two fouls out, one Bulldog player being restrained by teammates. So foolish to get involved in some kind of nonsense that makes no difference right here.
Yeah, I agree, Daniel. We're just seeing tempers flare here as Clay County gets the stop on the 2 point. And you're right. Just got to gain control. There's a lot of football to play in this season. A second-round playoff game, we hope.
Hopefully nothing ejectable. Waiting on the call from the Whitehead here. Unsportsmanlike conduct against Clay County. Disqualified, they said. Coach Lamb wants an explanation. I think I heard disqualified. Maybe not. We won't speculate about that. Also getting one against Sell Creek.
I think it may have, I don't know.
I could have heard disqualified.
Yeah.
But now that may have been on the Sell Creek player who was disqualified rather than Clay. Here's what we know. 2:31 left in the fourth. Dogs up, 38-19. Sell Creek going to be kicking here. I know it'll be an onside attempt coming. You guys want to play one or stay on here? Dogs are breaking huddle. Let's stay on.
Yeah, we talked about Clay County coming out here in the second half. They scored three touchdowns unanswered to go up 38-13. And then the big return from Higgins to pull Sell Creek back within, 19 points, I guess.
three-position contest, as we said. Now, Sail Creek getting it marched back on this kickoff against them from the 40 to the 25. Waiting for it. Because of the unsportsmanlike on them, but I don't know why it wasn't offsetting.
Right.
Because he
signaled.
I think
they may have had two on them.
Well,
the
maybe he signaled wrong when he went to Clay County's way.
Could have.
All right, here we go.
Had to be, I don't know.
Here's the onside attempt. Whistles come out. Looks like Sail Creek left early. Probably back them up five more and force a re-kick.
Yeah, Clay County with the hands team on.
Now, he signaled both ways here. The side judge did that made this call.
The white hat just made a signal toward our side, too.
So maybe we were lined up offside. They're backing it up against Sail Creek, though. I've been confused a time or two. Okay, it's against Clay County. Well, we apologize for the crudeness of the broadcast over the last couple minutes here, but it's been kind of hard to follow out here.
Yeah, I haven't got the clear signals from the officials to be able to explain what kind of unfolded in front of us, Daniel. But bottom line, you know, Clay County has kind of weathered the storm here in the second half and should walk away with a win here with 2:31 left as they lead 38-19 and earn that trip to South Fitchburg next week.
Whistles everywhere. Officials going to conference. And, of course, I got frustrated there because I just hate to see our guys playing into those scenarios with unsportsmanlike and things, particularly in these elimination games, because whoever comes out on the short end of the stick, there is going to be frustration. You've got seniors playing in their last football game. No excuse for them to be running high emotion inappropriately.
I'm still not sure if we received an unfortunate or personal foul on that. I don't think we did.
I don't either. They signaled it, but I think he signaled it wrong.
Yeah. And I think, that's why you see the frustration out of Reese Adams there.
Kick didn't travel 10. Sail Creek Hill touches it. Clay County will take possession here. Might be a time for the B team, second team offense here to finish this one out.
Yeah.
No flag out yet.
Yeah, Clay County offense is coming on.
Reset it for us, Daniel. Let's see if we can. It might help me out.
2:30 left in this one. Clay County with a three-possession lead, 38-19. We've got Sail Creek doubled up here at this juncture, 19 points the lead. Ball sets at the Sail Creek 38-yard line where Dogs will take over first and 10, needing to just run off this final 2:30 and get off John Peoples Field. The victors here advancing on to face the South Pittsburgh Pirates next week. Give to Brown on first and 10. He's dropped. Sure, Clay County needs to just chew up as much time as they can each play here. Somebody getting up gingerly. An official timeout going to be taken here.
I believe that's Brown. Colton Brown.
Cajun Strong coming out too.
My bad. That's
Parker Smith going to be coming off. 2:15 on this game clock, and it is stopped with this official timeout for injury. Clock's back to ticking again. After Parker Smith makes his way to the sideline under his own power. Second one we'll call 7 after a gain of 3. Ball being snapped now from the, where did I last one start from?
Should be at the 37.
That's
maybe
where it's at. Brown again on the carry. Little to no gain. Game clock ticking under a minute 45 to go in this one. Third and about 6. After a gain of 1 on that one, sets it at the 35.
It's like like we're going to let Smith rest.
Clay County going to come out of this one winners with their first round win here at John Peoples Field. All of them coming against Elk Creek. That's been the matchup we've had in the first round each of the four times we've played here over the last several years. This one, the toughest one of them by far. Waylon Cherry, jet sweep on the third and sixth carry. Play started at the 35, and Waylon advances on up to the 31 or so. And they're going to place it in the 32. Gain of three. Makes it fourth and two. Play clock's at 30. Gamecock at 42, so Dogs will have to snap on this. If they get the first, game will be over. If they don't, Sale Creek will be able to have it for one play.
And Clay County protecting home turf here, like you said, in the first round of the playoffs, and honestly in playoffs, period, on John Peoples Field. I think this will put them at 7-0 here at home at Clay County High School in the playoffs.
Timeout taken here. We'll just stay on our. John, did you ever see a final from that South Pitt game? We know who won, but.
So no, I hadn't looked back.
Clay County going to be going on the road next week, next Friday night. Going to be traveling down to Marion County to take on the South Pittsburgh Pirates, a place we've been several times before in the second round. I guess our last trip down there was 2021.
That would be my guess.
Yeah, 2021 made the trip down. Because we went to Gordonsville in the second round in 2020. Went to Copper Basin, then Gordonsville. So, yeah. But tough place to play. You know, strong program. They were 10-0 during the regular season. Of course, they had a big win tonight. Don't know the final score. John's looking for it now over the Joe Burns Red Devils. But come on down, make that trip. We'll talk more about it at the postgame show coming up. But that's what's in front of this Coach Lamb-led team of the Dogs after they move on to 7-4 tonight.
Final score out of South Pittsburgh, the Pirates 63, Joe Burns 0.
Healthy beat down.
Yeah, Pirates, of course, 11-0 now, ranked as the AP number one team for the majority, if not all, of the season. So a lot of buildup around that Pirate team.
Final play of this one. Layton Brown takes the handoff from the 32, advances up to the 25, finishes it off with a gain of seven. Clay County, folks, going to move on to the second round of the playoffs, something that we've grown accustomed to in recent years, but let's be honest, something we've not done a whole lot of throughout the history of our program. Great to see here tonight in front of the hometown crowd. Final score, Clay County 38, Sale Creek 19. Stay right here on the Horizon Sports Network for the CarQuest postgame show.
Coming up, the CarQuest postgame show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is the place to go for all of your automotive needs. And that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all your parts needs.
Clay County, Tennessee is a great place to live and a great place to retire. If you're a native of Clay County nearing retirement age, we hope you'll consider coming back home. The cost of living is very reasonable, and there's absolutely no better place to get away from it all. Tell your friends about us, and we urge you to visit DelhollaLake.org or call the Clay County Chamber of Commerce at 931-243-3338 for more details.
Are you looking to fix that washed out driveway or maybe getting ready to tackle that bigger project you've had on the back burner? Either way, Jones Trucking is your solution. Hauling gravel, dirt, sand, or lime while also offering dozer, backhoe, trackhoe, skid steer, and trenching services, owners Barry and David Jones can help you tackle jobs of any size. So quit putting it off and take the first step by calling Jones Trucking at 931-397-0130 today. Jones Trucking, your hauling and equipment solution, tackling building projects of any size.
When it comes to groceries, you can always save with the best choice at Scott's Best Way. Serving the community since 1969, Scott's is the only place in Salina you'll find all the name brand selection of bigger chain stores while enjoying the small town feel of having your groceries loaded into your car. So Bulldog fans, come load up your cart with savings today. Give them a call at 243-3327 or look them up on Facebook for all of their weekly deals and specials. Scott's Best Way, your hometown grocery store, where it's not just about groceries, it's about serving the people we know.
Tired of running around, trying to find everything you need for a project, or traveling out of town to a big box store? If so, go to the Getting Place, Salina Lumber Company, where if you need it, they've got it right here at home. For all things home improvement, Salina Lumber has been the place for over a half century. They offer all the conveniences of a big box store, but with a small town feel. Stop by today, call them at 931-243-3315, or follow them on Facebook. Salina Lumber Company, the Getting Place.
Tri-County Electric can help make gift-giving easier for any occasion. We carry surge protection along with NOAA public alert radios with SAME technology. If you don't want to pay cash, we'll be happy to let you pay over 3 months with 0% interest. Tri-County Electric also offers gift certificates that may be purchased in any amount. Gift certificates are always appreciated, and they can be used on any of our products, including the electric bill. Good luck, Bulldogs, from Tri-County Electric, owned and operated by those we serve.
Hello, Clay County. Ever come across a home project and realize you're short of the tool or supplies you need? Whether it's building materials, electrical components, plumbing parts, or supplies for your farm and garden, Clay County Farm Supply has you covered. We don't stop at supplies. We stand strong with our local pride, the Bulldogs, on and off the field. Come down to Clay County Farm Supply. Let's continue to build this community together. One project, one game, one victory at a time. See you soon, and let's go Bulldogs!
The wait is over. You have better things to do with your time other than wait, especially when it comes to accessing your personal funds. With Card at Once from Bank of Salina, our friendly staff now has the ability to distribute fully functioning, personalized debit cards on site. No more waiting days for a card and a pen to be mailed to you. Open up an account today and walk out of our branch ready to use your money with your new debit card. Bank of Salina, serving thousands of customers one at a time. Equal housing member, member FDIC.
In the toughest of times, you need people you can trust, and most of the time that means depending on people you know. Not only has Upton Hay Funeral Home been helping families and friends honor their loved ones since 1949, but they continue to do so with people just like you, people who live and work right here at home. So when it comes time, rely on Jimmy Hay, Rob and Monica Weir, and their compassionate staff in your time of need. Choose Upton Hay Funeral Home. Proud supporters of the Clay County Bulldogs and cheerleaders.
The Clay County football coaches know that leadership is essential to success. Knowing what play to run and what changes to make are important nuances of high school football. That same principle holds true in your life when it's time to discuss a loan. Macon Bank and Trust invites you to talk to Curtis Collins about your loan needs. You'll quickly discover that's a winning move. Macon Bank and Trust, member FDIC and equal housing lender. NMLS number 1391622.
This is Daniel Strong, voice of the Bulldogs on the Horizon Sports Network, here to set the record straight. Everybody claims to have the best barbecue, Kansas City, Texas, on and on. But this is the heart of barbecue country, and none can match what's served up right here in Salina at Del Home One Stop Barbecue, with their famous sliced pork shoulders, shredded chicken ribs, or loaded taters, all served with homemade sides. It just can't be beat. So come get yours 7 days a week, or call it in at 243-4445. Del Home One Stop Barbecue, home of the best barbecue around.
Security systems are there to keep you safe. So why do you feel robbed paying high prices each month when it comes to your security monitoring bill? With Twin Lake Security, they keep security simple with plans starting as low as $24.99 per month. Visit them online at twinlakes.net to request a free security consultation for your home or business, or visit one of their 7 local offices to learn more. T-insert number C-0026.
Salina Health and Rehabilitation Center, a Twin Rivers healthcare facility, has an array of services provided for our residents. From rehabilitation to skilled nursing to long-term and dementia care, our caring staff is equipped to handle the needs of you and your loved ones. Through our model of care, it is our goal that you and your loved one will receive quality, compassionate care by well-trained professionals who serve you from their hearts. Nestled in the hills of Tennessee, we serve Southern Kentucky, as well as Macon, Jackson, and Overton counties in the Upper Cumberland. For more information about services offered, please call us at 931-243-3139 or visit us on the web at SalinaHealthAndRehab.com.
Becker and I on the CarQuest postgame show. Clay County moving to 7-4 on the year with the big first-round playoff win here tonight on John Peoples Field against the Sail Creek Panthers, whose season ends. They also with a 7-4 record. Just a good win, a hard-fought win. We knew that this Sail Creek team was not going to come to Salina and lay down, and, boy, they gave a fight, and that is for sure, Thomas. We expected it, knew they had a physical identity, wanted to run the football. They did that with success at times. Defensively, they stopped Clay County at times, and it was a struggle throughout until that big fourth quarter finish.
Yeah, it was. You know, this was an 18-13 ball game until the fourth quarter as we went through a scoreless third quarter. But it started out just like Clay County wanted it to. You know, saw the defense get 2-3 and outs. And Clay County put together a 9-play drive to go up 6-0 early in that first quarter. And then we had it marching after the second three and out against Sail Creek. And then we had that unfortunate backwards pass that was incomplete, which by rule was a fumble.
Yeah.
Sail Creek scoops and scores with that one. Makes their extra point, goes up 7-6, and we had a ball game on our hands.
We certainly did, and heads-up play by the Panther defense there. They immediately got on it, anticipated it was a live ball, and took that lead.
Yeah, they did a great job. But Clay County answered on their next drive on an Aiden Soto 4-yard touchdown run to go up 12-7 in the first quarter, and then Sail Creek put together a drive of their own. Big pass to get them in scoring position, and then the quarterback change, and Higgins ran it in for the score. They made their extra point again, and they went up by one for the second time, this time 13-12. Clay County answered, though. Nate Adams found Nolan Adams for a 46-yard touchdown pass to go up 18-13 after the two-point was no good, and that was your halftime score after there was some back and forth. Sail Creek drove again, but Nate Adams with another interception to keep them out of the end zone right before the half. And this is a five-point ball game at halftime.
It was. Of course, Clay County getting the ball to start the third, and that's when you saw the offense stall out. We had woes. Got it down into the red zone. You'll talk about that, but couldn't produce there early in the second half.
Yeah, a couple times did that. Turnover on downs. At our own the Sail Creek 4-yard line, and then we saw, like you say, sputtering around a little bit. I think you got to give the Sail Creek defense credit for that. They had a lot of pressure in Nate Adams' face, and a scoreless third quarter, Daniel, back and forth until Clay County found pay dirt on the third play of the fourth quarter as Adams found Lance Burchett for an 8-yard touchdown, and that kind of started the avalanche. We saw the Burchett touchdown make it 24-13, and then Adams found his brother Nolan again for his second touchdown on the night, a 5-yarder to make it 31-13, and then with the fumbled kickoff, Clay County got it immediately back. Senior Leighton Brown with an 8-yard touchdown, and it was 38-13, and we thought it was over. Sail Creek didn't. Higgins with about a 90-yard kickoff return, set it up, and then he ran it in for your final up 38-19.
Yeah, just, resilient out of the Panthers there.
It was.
To not give up, even though they were trailing, and a lot of resiliency also by the Dogs to get it done down the stretch there. John, before we go to break, do you want to do any of the Sail Creek stats, or do you want to do that after the promo?
No, I got you some stats here. Pretty interesting stats, really. Of course, they had the defensive touchdown that counts for one, but they ran 29 plays for 100 total yards.
Yeah.
They just ran 9 plays in the second half on offense.
Wow.
20 carries total, rushing the ball for 63 yards and 2 touchdowns. Escobar was 3 of 9, 37 yards. They all went to number 9, Higgins, for those catches. On the rushing side, we saw Morgan, number 31, carry 3 times for 2 yards. Wolgast carried it twice for 4 yards. 7 carries for Escobar, for 31 yards and a touchdown. And 7 carries for Higgins for 25 yards.
Well, makes sense on those total numbers. So, collectively, the Dawg defense doing a pretty good job tonight. Of course, two of those scores, one a defensive touchdown for the Panthers, the other coming with the short, short field after the huge Higgins return. So, definitely played into those lower offensive numbers, perhaps.
Big game for Dawg defense, I thought.
Well, we're going to go to one last break, going to come back and give you all the Clay County stats, announce the TDS top performer from the night's game, and give that final Ash Hawk and Strong scoreboard update. We'll be right back. You're listening to the CarQuest Postgame Show here on the Horizon Sports Network. A detailed recap of tonight's game brought to you by H&H Auto Parts, your local independently owned and operated CarQuest store, proudly serving our community.
H&H Auto Parts is a place to go for all your automotive needs, and that's not all. They're now offering a wide array of construction equipment parts, including rubber tracks, undercarriage parts, cutting edges, bucket teeth, and much more.
Conveniently located at 611 Brown Street in Salina, their store is also stocked with a full range of marine, heavy-duty, and agricultural parts and accessories. Plus, they even make custom hydraulic hoses. So give H&H Auto Parts a call at 931-243-7278 for all of your parts needs. Back here for the final time tonight here on the CarQuest Post Game Show. Clay County winners in the first round of the playoffs against Sell Creek. Final score 38-19. Clay County earned the right to make the trip southward to South Pittsburgh next week. We'll talk about that a little bit coming up. Going to kick over to Thomas right now for the Clay County stats.
Yeah, big night offensively for Clay County. They ran 61 plays for 449 yards and 6 touchdowns. 36 rushes for 190 yards and 2 touchdowns. Nate Adams, 15 for 25 for 259 yards and 4 touchdowns. Receiving-wise, we saw Nolan Adams with 4 catches for 62 yards and 2 touchdowns. Weston Burville had 5 catches for 69 yards. Lance Burchett, the 1 8-yard touchdown. Reese Adams, 3 catches for 72 yards and a 20-yard touchdown. Aiden Soto, 2 catches for 48 yards. Rushing-wise, Leighton Brown, the senior, came in there in the fourth quarter, had 10 carries for 66 yards and a touchdown. Waylon Cherry, 1 carry for 3 yards. Nolan Adams, 2 carries for 9 yards. Nate Adams, 6 carries for 6 yards. Aiden Soto, big night for him, 17 carries, 106 yards, and 4 touchdowns. So a big night offensively for Clay County. And then on the defense.
Let me jump in real quick.
Yeah.
Nate Adams now on the season, 1,998 yards.
Ooh.
So 2 yards passing from 2,000, something that has never been done in Bulldog football history. So hopefully next week we'll get that.
2 yards short?
Yeah.
Oh, well. Defensively for Clay County, Reese Adams leading the way tonight with 7 tackles. Nate Maryberry had 3. Hayden McGee had 1. Aiden Soto, 5 stops, a tackle for loss, and a fumble recovery. Parker Smith, 5 tackles, a tackle for loss. Worm Smith, 3 stops. Hayden Adams, 2 tackles. Nolan Adams, 1 tackle. Austin Anderson had 1. Nate Adams, also with 1 tackle, and he did have that interception. You talked about his passing yards. I think that's, what, a dozen almost?
Got
11.
11 on the 11. Season, 24 on the career. Going to go ahead now and announce the TDS top performer from tonight's game. We settled in on senior offensive lineman and defensive lineman Parker Smith. Been a 2-year Bulldog here. You made the comment earlier in the broadcast, Thomas, that he has become a true Bulldog, and that he has. He's been such a huge part of the success of last year and this year. This year he's kind of taken on that role. After losing those 9 seniors of last year, he's kind of taken on that role as just the leader in a lot of ways out there. You think about somebody who's willing to get in the trenches and get nitty and gritty, and you need that toughness, and you need that cowbell, that vocal person that everybody leans on and goes to. And I think he does a good job of doing that tonight. We saw outstanding hustle from Smith from his defensive tackle position. He was moving laterally, making tackles way outside of the box on defense, and just chalked that up to pure hustling effort. We don't settle in and get to see as much of his offensive line work as we'd like to because we're calling the plays and looking for yard markers and stuff, but I know he does a great job on that side too.
Yeah, I think he's leading the way on a lot of this Aiden Soto 100-yard night here, Daniel. And, you know, I think you said it best earlier. You know, he's the heart and soul of this defense. He's the guy that walks the walk. We've got a lot of guys that can talk the talk, but Parker Smith has really stepped up and become one of those senior leaders this season. I've really seen him throughout the year just get better and better, and he plays with that heart and that emotion that a senior leader should have here for Clay County, and he's a big reason why we're moving on to the second round.
I agree, and I think we've seen some maturity over the last 2 years out of him. There were times, particularly last year, maybe early this year, when he would get involved on some of that stuff, maybe a few personal fouls and things. He's essentially eliminated that part of it. You're not getting any negatives from him, all positives. And heading down south next week, we definitely need him on board playing his best ball. John, any thoughts at all to add on that? You don't even have your headset on, but so we'll pass over that. I know he echoes our sentiment on the great play of Parker Smith, who was tonight's TDS top performer, brought to you by TDS Disposal. They serve all of your waste management needs and are proud supporters of Clay County's athletes and cheerleaders. So we'll kick over to John for the night's final segment, the Ashok and Strong Insurance Scoreboard Update.
I will say Parker Smith, very deserving, great player out there. No matter what they need out of him, he's willing to give it. I can tell that. Some scores of interest. Powell defeats Tennessee 42-14. York 61, Eagleton 7. Stone takes down Hickson 34-14. Red Bank over DeKalb 30-0. Smith County 40, Forest 14. As I mentioned before, South Pittsburgh 63, Joe Burns 0. Whitwell defeats Red Bull and Springs 55-12.
Beat down.
Fayetteville 39, Monterey 14. Macon County beats Loudoun 41-7. Upperman over East Ridge 56-14. Sturt's Creek 14, Ravenwood 7. Marion County defeats Westmoreland 21-7. Cookeville 35, Siegel 14. Gordonsville 13, Chattanooga Prep 12.
Ooh. Whoa! Wow.
And our favorite score of the night, Clay County 38, Sail Creek 19. The final scoreboard update here tonight is sponsored by Ashlock and Strong Insurance. Visit Mark and Slana today because everybody needs a strong insurance agent, and he's got Clay County covered. Some interesting scores, guys, there.
Yeah, 13-12 score. You know, it's the one we all reacted to. Gordonsville advancing on. They'll be facing Whipple next week. So two teams remaining from Region 4, two teams remaining from Region 3, both of them the top two seeds. No upset technically within region play tonight in our leg of the bracket. But Clay County living to fight another day here. Final score 38-19. Thomas, final thoughts before we sign off?
Well, just playoff football played out here in front of us. It's kind of what we expected in this one. We thought Clay County had the edge. We knew Sail Creek would come in and play a great game, and they really did. And it was until the fourth quarter before Clay County could put this one away. But they did, Daniel, making the trip to number one, South Pitt, for next Friday night.
No doubt. Need all of Bulldog Nation to make that trip. Need as much support as possible. Definitely going to be underdogs on paper going into that one. But, hey, that's why you play the games. We'll see what happens. If you can't make the trip next week to South Pittsburgh, we'll be there broadcasting it for you. So tune in to the Dale Hall Horizon Sports Network if you can't make the trip. Well, folks, we appreciate you tuning in tonight. One more time, final score, Clay County, Sail Creek 19. Freely Smith, who's been on the camera. For John Weaver and Thomas Weaver, I'm Daniel Strong. Wishing you all a good night.